Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with the great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone in The Remix. It is so good to see everyone here. Good to have you guys in the house tonight. Of course, you know, tonight, Brother Panic is going to be joining us here live in the forum tonight. We're going to be talking about the rise of the Monkey King and chaos energy. Wow, it is so good to have everybody in the house tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to welcome all of our international listeners who are listening in on the forum tonight. It's good for you guys to be up and listening. I know it can be a challenge just depending on what part of the world you're listening in. So from everywhere, from Japan, all parts of Africa, Australia, Israel, and Canada, the UK, just big ups to everyone no matter where you're listening. And if you're listening and this is your very first time, I want to say welcome and thank you so much for joining us here in the forum tonight as well. And also, if you want to come over and join us in the chat room, we would love to have you in the chat room with us as well. All you have to do is come over to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. The chat room is open and you can come right on in. So we're going to get ready to get into the share tonight. Good to have everyone here. Really going to see if we can get Brother Panic. Let's see if he's here and on the line with us, because we're going to get right into the share. Right into the share. So as we get ready to get into the share, so good to see you guys. It's Friday night. So good to see you guys. So good to see you guys. I see the chat room is filling up. I know it was kind of moving in a little bit of slow motion, but don't worry. Hold on to your seatbelts because we're about to take off. Brother Panic is coming on. And for those of you who want to connect with Brother Panic, I'm going to also go ahead and give out his email address so that you can connect with him. You can simply email him at Panic, P-A-N-I-C, PAC, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. And just to get that out there right away, good to see everyone in the house. And for everyone who's had a birthday, I just want to say it's so good. It's so good to celebrate with you. And what an amazing week we're in. What an amazing time we're in the month of September. So now, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to play a little bit of music before we get ready to get into the share, because I'm going to need to call Brother Panic because it looks like the phone lines have all filled up and he can't even get in. Imagine that. So I'm going to be calling Brother Panic so we can get him on the line here and we can go ahead and get underway here. Yes, yes, yes. Good to see you guys. As you know, my audiobook is out. We'll talk about that a little later. Brother Panic will be here tonight and also back on Sunday night. We'll be doing a chat and chill as well. Okay, let's see if we can get Brother Panic on the line here. So as we get ready to get into the show.
Hello?
Yes, peace. What's up, Brother Panic?
Hey, what's up, Blue?
All right, we're live. We're live and we're ready to go. We got you on the line. I let everybody know that they had filled up the phone lines already, so you couldn't even get in. So we haven't even started to play the music or give the introduction, but we'll get right to it. If you want to set up this first piece, you can, that we're going to play first, or we can go straight into it.
All right. This song is actually not a song. It's a chant for Hanneman. It's one of the things that I sell, and it's more than just relaxing music. These are, like all the other Hindu deities, these are actually chants that call on the deity. Now, you know, I did a lot, you know, even before there was such a thing as selling these things, for me, what I would do is, and hold on, let me turn down my radio because I'm real ignorant right now.
cut your computer speaker off so we don't get the feedback.
Yes, and we're not going to do calls. We're going to do calls on Sunday. So on Sunday, remember to, when you hear your area code called out, cut your speakers down. Save us some time. Now, these particular chants are ancient chants that actually call on the deity. These are for Hanuman. And as I listen to these songs, this is one of my favorites on there. So we're going to set it off with Hanuman, and then we're going to get into actually the Monkey King, and decode some of the mythology and how it applies today, some of the things that have been happening today. In fact, this and it's not just about that movie that came out, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, but early on in this year, I told you there would be a right time where I'm going to do a monkey show. So Confirmation was that movie because it's an end-time event, and we'll get into that. But now we're going to enjoy the Hanuman chant, which you can pick up from me as well if you're just so blown away.
All right, everyone. All right. Welcome to the remix. Let's get ready to go. Here we go.
Nishchaya prema pratitite vinaya kare sanmana तेहि के कारज सकल शुभ सिद्ध करे हनुमान जय हनुमान संत हितकारी सुन लीजे प्रभु विनय हमारी जन के काज विलंब न कीजै आतुर दौरी महा सुख दीजै
जय हनुमंत संत हितकारी सुन लीजे प्रभु
जैसे कूद सिंधु के पारा सुरसा बदन पैठ बिस्तारा आगे जाय लंकिनी रोका मारे हुलात गई सुर लोका जाय विभीषण को सुख दीना सीता निरखि परम पद लीना बाग उजार सिंधु महबोरा अति आतुर जम कातर तोरा अक्षय कुमार कुमारी सहारा लपेटी लंक को जारा दाह समान लंक जर गई जय जय धुनि सुरपुर नभ भई
जय हनुमंत संत हितकारी सुन लीजे प्रभु विनय हमारा
विलंब कही कारण स्वामी कृपा करहु उर अंतरयामी जय जय लक्ष्मण प्राण के दाता आतुर होई दुख करहु निपाता जय हनुमान जय तिबल सागर सुर समूह समरथ भटनागर ओम हनु हनु हनुमंत हठीले बैरहि मारु वज्र के कीले गदा वज्र ले बैरहि मारो महाराज प्रभु दास उबारो हुंकार हुंकार महाप्रभु धाओ वज्र गदा हनु विलंब न लाओ
हनुमंत संत ही पिकारी सुन लीजिए प्रभु विनय हमारी
हनुमंत कपीश ओम हुम 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 हनु अरि उर सीता सत्य हो हरि शपथ पायके राम दूत धरु मारु धायके जय 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 हनुमंत अगाधा दुख पावत जन के ही अपराधा पूजा जप तप नेम अचारा नहीं जानत हूँ दास तुम्हारा वन उपवन मग गिरिग्रह माही तुम्हारे बल हो डर पत नाही आय परो कर जोरी मनाओ यही अवसर अब के ही गोहराओ
जय हनुमंत संत ही पिकारी सुन लीजिए प्रभु विनय हमारी
कुमार बलवंता शंकर सुवन वीर हनुमंता बदन कराल काल कुल घालक राम सहाय सदा प्रतिपालक भूत प्रेत पिशाच निशाचर अग्नि बेताल काल मारी मर इन्हें मार तोहे शपथ राम की राघुनाथ मर जाद नाम की जनक सुता हरिदास कहाओ ताकी शपथ विलंब न लाओ जय 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 धुनि होत आकाशा सुमिरत होत दुसह दुख नाशा
जय हनुमंत संत ही पिकारी सुन लीजिए प्रभु विनय हमारी
कर कर जोरी मनाओ यही अवसर अब के ही गोहराओ उठू उठ चलू तो ही राम दुहाई पाए परो कर जोरी मनाई ओम चन 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 चपल चलंता ओम हनु 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 हनुमंता ओम हम हाक देती कपि चंचल ओम सम सम सहमि पराने खल दल अपने जन को तुरत उबारो मिरत हो आनंद हमारो यह बजरंग बाण जही मारे ताही कहो फिर कवन उबारे
जय हनुमंत संत ही पिकारी सुन लीजिए प्रभु विनय हमारी जय हनुमंत संत ही पिकारी सुन लीजिए प्रभु
पाठ करे बजरंग बाण की हनुमत रक्षा करे प्राण की
जय हनुमान जय हनुमान
यह बजरंग बाण जो जापे ताते भूत प्रेत सब कांपे
जय हनुमान जय हनुमान
धूप दे अरु जपे हमेशा ताके तन नहीं रहे
All right, everyone. Welcome to the remix. We are doing a share this evening with Brother Panic, Rise of the Monkey King, Chaos Energy. So welcome, 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 everyone. Let's go ahead. We're going to turn it over to Brother Panic as we get ready to get into the share.
Peace. Sorry, can you hear me, Blue?
Yes, I can hear you loud and
clear. All righty, so we can get down with some things. First, that song is on the Hanneman disc, one of the songs. And if you're just getting here, what I point out is actually more than just a song. These are the actual chants on, in fact, each of these CDs that I have to actually call the deity down. And, you know, it's very important, and I know that piece was long, but we're actually calling the energy down. And what we're going to do tonight, we're going to talk about some of the mythologies. And I actually went into more mythology about the Monkey King of China than Hanneman, because everyone should know Hanneman, even though we'll keep going to Hanneman. And the Monkey King of China is inspired by Hanneman. And, you know, this is something that's well known. And what we're going to talk about is the symbology in the mythology of how it applies to us and things that are happening now. First, we want to give some things out the way, because these things keep coming up. And let me say it, I know I wish I could say once and for all, but the last time I said it was once and for all, and the fact that I'm saying it again means it's not. And I'm going to get these three things out the way. This is for the people out there who are seeking to free themselves, Those out there who want to be scholars of shit that was written thousands of years ago, knock yourself out. I'm talking to the people who are looking for understanding on how to break away the chains of the problem you have called humanity. And the three things we're going to talk about is numbers, zodiac, and karma. All of these things are your prison cell or don't even exist. So while we're saying, oh, you got your ass kicked because of karma and karma this and that, no. That's a fantasy. Karma is something you choose to buy into. This was a system before there was religions of how to keep people right on the good on the right track, or to let them know that they're doing something bad. For instance, karma means cause and effect. Cause and effect is neutral. Your definition of good or bad is your very own. Your very own. So just by that alone, karma couldn't be real, because what may be good to you may be bad to me. So if I do a deed and somehow you go, oh, you're going to have bad karma. But what if in my mind what I'm doing is good? You get what I'm saying? How do I get bad karma? Because you say so? Not to mention, if you're supposed to be all God and goddess, who's the person that's sitting over karma who tells you you got to pay? You get what I'm saying? If you're supposed to be God or goddess, let's pretend this karma thing is just, you're supposed to be sitting over the shit to say, fuck karma, I'm God, I invented it. So if you want to get more specific, cause and effect is just action, reaction. Action, reaction. So in other words, you'll say, well, live by the gun, die by the gun, that's some karma shit. It really has nothing to do with good or evil. But that's actually more the laws of attraction. And the laws of attraction is not a law. That's a theory of a law still under the original law of cause and effect, by which you can find in the Wisdom of Tahuti or the Kabbalion. One of those laws is called cause and effect. So in other words, the laws of attraction is a sub-law. Karma is a sub-law. And karma is something you choose to buy into, because that's based upon interpretation of good and evil. So that's something you choose to buy into. Say, well, I could go after seven lifetimes because I did this. That's just a surefire way for you to go. But the real deal, God and goddess, you can leave tomorrow if you so choose. Just like Dorothy, all you had to do was click your heels and your ass could have been home immediately. Karma is a system. So this karma's coming to you and karma's going to have that. That has nothing to do with anything. For someone who's trying to show all this karmic debt and karma means this and this, that, the other. Knock yourself silly. I'm saying this message for those who want to skip a few classes of bullshit until you realize, wait a minute, this karma shit ain't real. And if and to rub that in, the last note of that bullshit is quite simply this. Ain't shit happening to the white man right now. You get what I'm saying? Right now. Ain't nothing happening. You get what I'm saying? Because he knows that shit is that shit isn't real. I'll do you one better. There was a TV show called My Name is Earl. And Earl was a fuck-up. Came on TBS, funny show. Earl was a fuck-up. Earl gets a lottery ticket, gets hit by a car, then starts getting into this karma shit. He makes this list to right the wrongs that he's done in the past. One episode, as Earl is explaining the standard understanding that most people have of karma, you do something bad's coming. You get what I'm saying? Some chick came and said, you know that's not what karma means, right? And gave the straight-up textbook definition of karma. It ain't got nothing to do with you did that, then that's coming. Broke all this shit down to show you there is a difference. Most of the public, because you were scared in church with the devil and the rest of something, if you do that, something's bad coming. Now that you're so-called conscious, we calling this karma now. Karma is the new devil. You get what I'm saying? It's the new devil. Right. So somebody who wants to slip past class, understand, do as that thou will. That's the book of the law. You get what I'm saying? Given to Aleister Crowley by Horace of the New Aeon. Do as thou will. These things, what should guide you is your consciousness. If you're conscious, you should know what to do in terms of the balance for you or the mayat for you, whatever you want to call it. Karma itself doesn't exist. We have to stop bringing this up and trying to put this on people because it's now just this moral goddamn police thing. Now, also, the second thing is numbers. Everybody's trying to tell you you are number 10 or you are number 3 and you are number this. You got to understand something that's just constantly logical. Just like tonight, I'm going to decode this movie. The ancient masters were decoding this matrix that you were in. They were not celebrating it. So they did not celebrate numbers as if that's the greatest thing you could figure out and you're number 3 and that's the best you got going here. What they figured out with the number and numerical frequency in the context of how it applies to you being born in this geometrical matrix, because once this matrix was logically figured out in geometric patterns, they said, oh, I get it. You're this angle. We just called that number 3. You were born in number 7 or number 8. What they were talking about is those numbers rule your humanity. And if you are being human and doing human things, then you are a number 7 and you are a number 3. But what I'm talking about, so it's not like it's not true, it's true. But we're supposed to be talking to people who have gone beyond that, beyond that. You get what I'm saying? Beyond that. I think I'm talking to people who have gone beyond human numerical restrictions in this matrix. So if you're coming to me asking me what's a number 7, you should not be coming to me because I do not talk about that. I talk about going beyond that. You get what I'm saying? Beyond that.
Right.
So don't say I'm Ampu and Apu and Mama Duke and Stills, but I'm a number 3. You just contradicted yourself. You get what I'm saying? You just contradicted yourself. And after me saying this for a year and even others saying it for years, understand why when I reply, I talk to you like you're stupid because it sounds stupid at this point. I'm God, but I'm following some human rules. Listen, if you decide to follow these human rules of number 3 and number 7 and all the rest of that shit, have fun. But we shouldn't be in a conversation together because I am totally talking about going beyond number 7. Now, you will say, well, Panic, you're a Taurus, and Taurus do that, and Taurus do that. You're absolutely right, because if you come at me with some human shit, you're going to see some Taurus shit. You get what I'm saying? And we're talking about some scientific shit, then I put myself, as you should put yourself, in a place of the middle of that. Now, I explained this in detail before. The number 13 is the frequency of Christ's energy. And if you could get past the fact that Jesus Christ is not the copyright or the patent pending or the owner of that, then you can understand the Christ energy is what you're supposed to be accomplishing now on earth. That makes you the supernatural, the super duper, super duper, Mr. Double Looper. That's what you're trying to do. Obtain Christ energy. That frequency is 13. Now that number 13, still, you're not locked into that, but you got to understand, you need to vibrate, your humanity needs to vibrate on that frequency so you can be the recipient of greater information. If you're saying you're number 7, then you're fucking 6 digits short from consciousness. You get what I'm saying? So you can't be a number 7 while you're trying to be a 13 or whatever. You get what I'm saying? You got to understand that you are the beast, 666, 6 electrons, 6 neutrons, 6 protons, which equals 12, which 666 makes you the ultimate human. 13 makes you the Christ energy. Not just, I don't walk around and going, hey, I'm a 13. No, I understand the thought frequency of 13 the same way people spew off the thought frequency of number 7, number 3. Oh, you're number 3. You need to get a fish tank. Yes, you do. That is 100% right. But those who are conscious and trying to obtain higher consciousness, you shouldn't buy into that. You get what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, how are you following these rules and calling yourself God? I thought God made the rules any motherfucking way. You get what I'm saying? At the end of the day. So if you're calling yourself human, good job. If you're calling yourself someone who's trying to go beyond, have an experience, have an understanding, gain light beyond the human experience, you cannot lock yourself into numbers. You cannot buy into the concept of I'm doing good or evil.
Right.
I'm doing good or evil. We are all here having experiences. I'm sorry to say, even though it may hurt your feelings and you may feel that this ain't Mayati enough for you, the rapist who was born, came down here to be a rapist, is still a part of the same mind as you. It's just an experience to that divine spark that's in you. That divine spark does not judge it in the way of good or evil. In fact, everyone's talking about fucking my yacht. The scales, the two polarities, which can be looked at as negative and positive, good or evil, are balanced, which means my yacht don't give a fuck about good or evil. So you could walk around and say, I'm not going to jip you and I'm not going to steal your cows all you want, but that's not what it means. It means to be indifferent. Indifferent. So, in other words, if you're saying, well, that's good, and that's what black people should do, and this, that, the other, you're not living in the mayat on that particular level of the game. You get what I'm saying? So, in other words, why I'm bringing this up is because we can't have it both ways. You get what I'm saying? We can't have it both ways. You either make the decision to go beyond humanity, but stop fucking tickling humanity's ass. You get what I'm saying? And the third thing that keeps coming up that we want to put to rest today, which I don't think will happen, but let's pretend it will, is also the zodiac. The zodiac. The 12 zodiac are your human wardens. They are your human slave masters. They tell you, along with numbers, the matrix, who the fuck you can and cannot date. What you can and cannot do on Thursday, but you could do on Friday. What planetary influences you the most, whether you like it or not? Mercury's punk ass goes into retrograde, and all of a sudden you can't type. Meanwhile, if you never even heard about that shit, you wouldn't even think about that shit. So the zodiac, most of them are half animal because it represents going beyond your animal nature. And that's what a lot of the Monkey King is about, rising above your animal nature. And your animal nature is nothing but humanity itself. So does Taurus do that, this, that, the other? Absolutely yes. This has nothing to do with right or wrong. This has everything to do with your decision to go beyond those restrictions, limitations, rules. You get what I'm saying? To master them. When I more and more I read our ancient material, the more and more I started to find out, no, these guys weren't celebrating this. They were trying to tell us this is how we fucked up. You get what I'm saying? So when I read these laws of Tahuti, I wasn't like, oh, these laws, they're so wonderful to know them, be still my heart. I said, no, this nigga was telling us our problem. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
He was saying, oh, wait a minute. This is our problem. And this is how this particular jail prison works. You need to go beyond the rules. One thing that triggered me off in one of them laws, I think it was the law of polarity. And basically they say, you know, what goes up must come down. So meaning you're a rich man, you're having a rich life. The opposite of rich is poor, no matter how you define it. You may define that in rich and poor in different ways, but however you define it, there's a opposite side, which is the law of gender, that does exist with it. That does exist with it. You cannot, if you get a new car, accident, spilling something in the car, somebody else crashing it, all that comes along with a new car, no matter how careful you are. Meaning, both sides come, you cannot separate them. That's the law of gender, yin and yang. So with that being a law, the law of polarity states, if you're a rich man, then you are also a poor man just waiting to happen. But what made it clear in the Kabbalion when they break this down, they said a man who knows this law understands that it is a seesaw. And it being a seesaw, what he can consciously do is have that seesaw swing and stay to the side that he desires longer than the average guy who's just riding up and down on the seesaw. And that's when you start getting like the laws of attraction, which are methodologies on how to stay in one polarity, how to deal with how in which would be cause and effect, how to think on a certain vibration to create a reality. And while we're here on that note, just thinking about money is not going to do it. People say, well, you know, I think about money and that's my laws of attraction.
Yes.
No,
that's
not it. That's not it. That's like your electricity going off and then you meditating on electricity. It doesn't work.
Right.
You got to meditate on whatever craft you do that brings electricity in the house. Money is currency or electricity. We need it to buy shit. But ultimately, the thing to vibrate on is the shit that you need. You get what I'm saying? And the first law, and the first rule is not to even see it as need, to see it as already happening. See it is already there in abundance. And you'll find, like, the electricity that you need follows you. You get what I'm saying? So people say, Pang, I don't get my packages like it's on eBay. You know, but everybody gets a package. I'm like, no, because I'm applying the laws of attraction, and that's why it's hard to keep up. You get what I'm saying? You aren't the first guy to figure out they want to buy a herb pack. So the other people have to get served first. And
right.
That's why it's the electricity follows me. I'm not trying to say you want herb pack. You'll see me on your page promoting herb packs. And I know you've been on Facebook enough to see everybody's promoting something. I don't do that because the law, based upon following the true method of laws of attraction, the electricity is supposed to follow you. Give what I'm saying? The baths I offer is supposed to clear you so you could do that. It's all in your thinking. You get what I'm saying? Rain makes dream catches and can't keep up. She makes them from spirit. She does. They're not manufactured, but can't keep up because it's her craft that she focuses on, as opposed to focusing on how many dream catchers she could sell. She focuses on making you the best possible dream catcher, and people will wait for it. People wait for Miss Blue's readings. A long line, because the energy is following her, because what she does is mastered her craft, hones her craft, forms her craft. That's what she focuses on in the laws of attraction. If you got money as your laws of attraction, you following something that can't be followed. That's like trying to catch electricity and bring it in your house so your TV could come on. It doesn't make no sense. So we got to start applying even the things we know with better sense. Yes. And you'll see as I go through the Monkey King thing in the mythology why I'm saying these things now. Because just knowing is not enough. You get what I'm saying? In fact, it's more dangerous to know some shit and know it wrong than to know nothing the fuck at all. So, how's that, Blue? Did that break that down is, that?
Oh, yes, most definitely. It did.
Okay.
It did. And a great opening to everything about all of the energy that's going on and what we're going to be talking about. I remember a few months ago when you started talking about that you were working on, you know, really some things coming through about the movie you told us about and all the Hanneman mm-hmm. energy and just about the Monkey Chance and how many people emailed, called, and said that things were coming up for that particular energy. So
right.
We're ready to get into the share. I do want to give this out because some people are asking about the chant. At the beginning, a lot are asking about the herb packs as well, too, and just make sure we document it here so you can have Brother Panic's information. Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. And you can email Brother Panic. You can also reach out to him on Facebook as well as YouTube. We'll give out all of that information later as well, too, so that you can stay connected. Those meditations are key. You definitely need to get with them. The bath, I've heard a lot about people doing the bath, having their transformation as well, too. So, and, of course, we know about the herb pack. I think
right.
I think right. Everybody is on the herb pack that definitely.
I just sent one to Norway. That's right. I said Norway.
So, yeah, well, we had a Norway.
Live in a remix.
Last week. Yeah.
Live in a remix. Live in the remix.
Live
all right. Yes, and that chant that you heard is a part of a full Hanneman CD. I have it. Come and get it. Email me. Let me know you want that. And that's one of my favorites. And like I said, I sell nothing but chants, not just nice music that, well, it is nice music that you can dance to, but at the end, you want to get your meditation on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get your meditation. That particular song, I used to go right into zones with that song. That song, Hanneman came to me, and it took me 3 months to channel 12 monkey energies, 12, I don't want to go as far. You can say demonic, because I'll show you that monkeys are connected to the demonic realm, but the demonic realm is nothing but just energies, hidden energies, if you will, hidden chakras, helpers, and like the, I guess you could look at it like the Goetia, if anybody knows what that is,
yeah.
These energies. Now, I'm going to give out these energies tonight. There's 12 monkeys, so you need to get pens and paper. I've never given them out. They were all channeled, and I'll tell you what each one of them does. If you deal with all 12 of them, your whole shit will be 100% correct. And before I forget, and Blue will remind me, the liquor that you want to get is called 99 bananas. Niggas, 99. Get 99 bananas. You should be able to get that order or go to your local liquor store and tell them, why don't you get me a case of that? You do anything with that, you good in the hood for the monkey energy. When I was fucking with Hanneman, that's all I put out for him, 99 bananas. And I have a few brothers who passed who came to me with the Monkey King energy for these last few months, and all they wanted was 99 bananas. One of them, when we used to hang, we was the first ones to start drinking 99 bananas. That is the monkey drink. And it's a syrupy drink, so after they absorb drink all the liquor, there'll be a goop that's left over. You can take a little bit of that goop, dot the forehead, get in your monkey meditation. That's what I was doing with that. And I'm also going to have another monkey elixir with these herbs. You may have to give me a week or two to get the herbs together, something I used to do when I channel these things. So I'll make that available. You know, it's just so corny if you call it monkey herbs. But it's not herbs. It's herbs and oil for meditation that I used to do. And, you know, another thing, if you have a picture or a statue up of Hanuman, you should feed him mustard seed powder. Mustard seed powder. And what oil was that? Mustard seed powder, and I'm going to tell you what oil that was. I don't think it was peanut or olive oil. Before the night, it'll come back to me which oil it was. It might have just been olive oil. And you mix that together and put that out for Hanuman. All right. So the Monkey King. The Monkey King is Chinese. There was a movie with the Monkey King is a more chaotic figure than Hanuman is in India. The Monkey King's name is Sun Wukong. Sun Wukong. And basically, inspired by Hanuman, they put him in a book, a novel called Journey to the West. Now, whenever you hear the West in mythology, the West represents death because that's where the sun sets. The West represents death. Osiris is the great Westerner because Osiris is the dead god. But after the death, there's the resurrection in the West. Well, black folks physically were dragged to the West, the Western Hemisphere, as slaves, and we are now running the show within the whole planet. Our Holocaust is the particular pressure where we're at the forefront of transformation for this entire planet in the West. So whenever you hear the West in any mythology, they're talking about black folks, they're talking about our resurrection, they're talking about you must go there to rise again. The sun rises in the East, sets in the West. So our Holocaust, where it looks like Negroes have just run amok and we done lost our old African ways, is right on time because in Hindu mythology, they'll call it the Kali Yuga. The Hopi Indians spoke about the end times. A lot of mythologies talks about the madness of end times. So if we're not in a state of madness, then we're fucking up. You get what I'm saying? So I do nothing to try to better humanity. You get what I'm saying? I don't save kittens, nothing. You get what I'm saying? I don't help old ladies across the street, nothing. Because what I understand is we're doing exactly what we're supposed to do to bring on our new reality. And we're gonna I'm gonna talk about that star that everyone's talking about, that Elenin star, Elenin, E-L-E-N-I-N, which they said is supposed to end the world on the 26th. Well, I hope so. And they're connecting it to Nibiru, and the hope, which is interesting, when they show pictures of it, is blue. And the Hopi Indian prophecies, they talk about the blue purifier coming first. Yeah. The blue purifier coming first, then the red kachina. They're both called the blue kachina, then the red kachina. And what happens is these ancient powers that are locked in us awaken again. Basically, you become an X-Men after the purification. So they're calling this ELE. And there was a white boy online that broke the shit down. He said, nah, that ELE, that shit is elimination, what was it called? Extinction level event, which they did that shit in deep, what was that movie with Morgan Freeman with the end of the world? The Deep Impact, where the shit name was Ellie or some shit. The star that was coming here, name was fucking Ellie or some shit. And then he broke down the NIN, which is, you know, was something more special. Now, so, you know, this star just is rotating in the alignment of the sun and the earth. Each time it hits that point, there's an earthquake, he says. Well, which has been happening. I heard he predicted. He said October. He said August something. Nothing happened. But then a few days later, the whole East Coast shook. You get what I'm saying? Which is a rarity. Which is a rarity. You know, I lived in New York. I remember an earthquake in the 70s, which I was little and I slept through, and then never again. So there's got to be something to it. But what they're saying is the 26th is supposed to be some shit. Now, I've heard I've heard all of this shit. You know, motherfuckers emailing me telling me they already got canned goods and stocked up on it. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. There's nothing you can do to stop it. What you could do is understand that this type of event has been predicted, been coming way longer than you've been here. You get what I'm saying? And right. Everything you read in your story adds up to this shit happening. So enjoy the ride. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be talking to people who ain't scared of death, but y'all niggas sure packing a lot of camping goods. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
for a whole bunch of niggas. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I want you to talk on this, which is interesting, about the Hopi Indian prophecy with the blue star. Me and Sister Munya, actually, I have one of those Kachia dolls, and I brought it a long, long time ago. I might have told you this story. And actually, it is that blue, the one that they call the blue Kachia doll. And I have that. It's sitting in my living room on top of my entertainment center. But I never knew what it was until we were looking up some information. So, you know, just say that again, that you're going to follow a lot of what you're doing. How, like you always say, how can you not be on your path? You're going to follow it regardless.
Right, right. There's so much unconscious shit that in fact, one person said to me, you know, when I became conscious, you know, it made me get rid of my old ways. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, you know, and this person was the black sheep of the family and all that. I'm like, no, it'll make you, it's supposed to make you get rid of your old human ways and understand why the shit that people said about you, you can't get along, you can't read, you can't do that. You're supposed to, your consciousness is supposed to, that's your spirit blocking you from being a fucking human. That's your spirit, that's why you can't get along in humanity. So you don't become conscious to change and be a better person. You become conscious to understand what it is you were already fucking doing. Now I get why, since the fifth grade, I haven't attended one full class since the fifth grade. But I'll do you one better. We'll watch trivia shows. You know what I mean? How many judicial branches of government, dumb shit, that how many rights on the flag, and I know that shit. Boom, 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 boom. Didn't pay attention to none of that shit. I know that shit to the point where I'm scaring myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm scaring myself. Which Hawaiian island is it? Oh, that's nothing but Honolulu. Which I don't, and I swear to you, I started cutting that fifth grade playing Pac-Man. So it's all in you. It's all in you, but we're trying to be so deep all the time that we're not listening to ourselves. We're too busy trying to repeat some shit all the time. I see it all the time. We need to take a breath, relax, and look around. It's called Know Thyself. So now, basically, by you having that Kachina doll and you're into Know Thyself, you should have a world of understanding just from that one thing. You get what I'm saying? So in other words, what niggas is trying to find 20 lecturers on YouTube to become, just by you having that doll and you and your energy is focused on self, not focused on being able to repeat how much shit you can repeat based upon some shit that Bobby Hemmett has said. If you focus that energy on yourself, it tells you you need to be studying the Hopi Indian.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, you got a connection, which is enough. Now, I'm trying to find this picture to show you how it corresponds. This is something in the monkey lecture. You got to remember, if it seems like we're going slow, because we're going to do this over 6 hours, you know, today and Sunday. So, you know, you'll come back for Sunday, and I'll see if I can find that goddamn picture. But it's a picture of Rama and Hanuman, and Hanuman is saving the cosmos. Hanuman starts it off, and Hanuman finishes off and he's red. He goes after Rama, which is blue. So what you have here is the first blue Kachina coming, which is also called the brother or the purifier. Then Hanuman finishes it off, and that becomes the realm of Hanuman. And that realm of Hanuman or the monkey is representative of chaos. Now, before there was creation, gods sit over creation. God is the creator. His mother and father, which is us, the soul, the divine spark in us, is chaos beings, not gods. Gods is a cute thing to aspire to, but that's even something you say on earth. Because when I become a creator here, what am I creating? Well, I just broke it down. You're creating the reality that you want here through laws of attraction, cause and effect, laws of polarity, understand laws of polarity, laws of gender. When you understand those seven laws, you balance your seven chakras. You became 5% of God seven, means you're a God on earth. You're a God on earth. And, of course, there's a cosmic rhythm. So what's a God on earth do? Does he talk to fairy spirits to figure out how to pay his rent? That's some bitch-ass shit to me. You get what I'm saying? You talk to them for knowledge. You know what I'm saying? So I gave out all this information on how to contact fairies by adopting the tree. And somebody emailed me. I asked them about my rent when I seen a gnome come out. Yeah, I'm starting to move in my seat. You're getting me hot right now. And then I asked them how much, you know, how can I get this rent right? I said, that's the best thing you have to ask. You know what I'm saying? You get your rent right. What did he tell you? Go fix up your fucking resume? How do you do that? Get what I'm saying? See, we got to understand we have the power to do this. But you get what I'm saying? This shit gets tired of you, and if you're asking them mundane things, this is a higher energy. How dare you do whatever you – I show you how to contact a higher energy, and then you turn it into some bullshit. You get what I'm saying? Bullshit. Right. I've said before, I'll say it again. If you get into your higher power for the sake of your higher power – all that other shit will start to manifest because it's the easiest thing to be able to get up rent money. If you're focused on rent money, all you're really focused on is how much you don't got. And that's your power with the laws of attraction showing what you don't got. You get what I'm saying? What you don't got. Now, let me see. Hanneman here. So there's a scene. Let me see. I wish I would have saved this page. There's a scene where Hanneman joins Rama in the cosmos. He has to save this cosmos. And I'm going to find him. This book, anybody who wants to understand, I'm getting close to the page. Anybody who wants to understand Hanneman, and I really suggest get the book Hanneman, an introduction by, I'm not even going to try to say his name. It's spelled first name Devdutt. Devdutt. Nigga named Devdutt. Devdutt. His last name is Pattanaik. So that looks like Padnak. Devdutt Padnak. And he's got a few books, but get his hand him in an introduction. He takes you through the whole Ramayana. The war, then he takes you to the later life of Hanneman. He gives it all in a paragraph. But I've read the Ramayana, the actual Ramayana, the first half with the war and the rescue of Sita. And when I tell you this, it is probably one of the greatest books I've read, the greatest love story ever. In fact, there's an older story of that happens with Tara. Tara is kidnapped by the moon, Soma, and there's a cosmic war to rescue her. And later on, it became the same Ramayana story. And there's a war with the help of the monkeys by Rama to rescue Sita. Rama and Sita represent the heart chakra. And I'm going to go a little bit, let's get into more of this monkey shit so we have more to go on. Before I get to Hanneman, they represent the heart chakra. So what you have is the monkey, they also call the monkey the grandfather, and that's us because the children of the grandfather became the gods, and we became the grandchildren, the children of the gods. That's why we think we're worshiping the gods, but we're actually worshiping our children because we are the grandfathers, which are the chaos beings. So you have the monkeys who represent the animal form of chaos. The animal form of chaos. When you got Hanneman and the Monkey King, they represent consciousness within to bring forth, and usually both of them are trying to raise up the monkey kingdom. So consciousness, trying to raise up your people, basically. And those are chaos beings that you're trying to raise up while dealing and worshiping the gods as they do. So Sun Wukong is the Chinese version of the Monkey King, and you'll read about him in The Journey of the West. He was born of a rock. Buddha froze him, and he later accompanies a monk on a journey to revive the Buddhist sutras from India. So Sun Wukong was born from a mystical stone formed from the primal forces of chaos located in the mountain of flower and fruit. When he's born from a mystical stone, that's the pineal gland. That's the pineal gland. Formed in the primal forces of chaos, the waters of noon. That's the melanin around your pineal gland or melanin period. Located on the mountains of flowers and fruit, which is nothing but your head. The flower is nothing but the thousand-petal lotus unfolded. So what they just told you was Sun Wukong is the pineal gland. The Monkey King is the pineal gland. Are we following this?
Oh, yes.
Okay, chaos is chaos because it offers a non-logical reality. So on the surface of the monkeys, it looks chaotic if you looked in a fucking monkey cage. You get what I'm saying? But there's an order there. There's a mama, and there's a big silverback papa, or there's the dominant one. This is the one he fucks, and this is the one who sucks. You get what I'm saying? If you don't do that, you get outcast. So there's an order underneath chaos. You get what I'm saying? Now, what is also said, let's say if you want to look at the bright side of why you're on Earth and all the rest of this, they say out of chaos comes order, or order out of chaos. This order becomes creation. So the universe, Earth, and dimensions as we know it. So, but this is a way to learn, to cultivate. Then you go back home, which is the chaos realm, which there's order, but the chaos is not havoc. You get what I'm saying? Chaos on Earth looks like havoc because it's too powerful. Chaos in the cosmos, if you will, is peace or heaven that we've been talking about. It represents it represents potential energy. The creative force represents kinetic energy. So when you're on your guitar and you find a new song, that's kinetic energy. Dead energy is all these niggas copying Jimi Hendrix. You get what I'm saying? So it feels good. It feels good. It feels great. Good. Then a flop. You get what I'm saying? Now, potential energy is right about when you, the easiest way to explain potential energy for the fellas, right the moment when you know you're about to hit that ass. You get what I'm saying? That is potential energy. Kinetic energy is when you beating it up. After you nut, that's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Could you go get me a sandwich now? You know what I'm saying? All the lovey-dovey is going out the room. You know what I'm saying? It's a system. You know what I mean? Like, you know, before you hit it, you know what I'm saying? You listen to all that kind of shit. I'm going to be a nurse and I'm studying for this. Oh, you're going to make it, girl. Afterwards, yeah, hold on. I'll call you right back. That type of shit. So the heaven is represented as that moment. Chaos represent all creation, which is kinetic energy. That's why you hitting it. You get what I'm saying? It comes out of chaos. You get what I'm saying? All creation comes out of chaos. On a physical level, that's why the monkeys also represent as one step below humanity, because they represent the potential for change from ape to human. You following what I'm saying?
Oh,
the
yeah.
ape represents you before. You get what I'm saying? Like, so when you look at an ape symbolically, he looks like, now let me tell you, black people did not come from apes. White people have now. And I want to finish this point, and I want to get into, remind me on white people have if I forget. So apes also symbolically represent what you were before and that's more symbolic for us. That's not actual. That's actual for white people. And what you can possibly become looking at yourself as the human. So this is done in mythology all the time. That's why the devil is half animal at the bottom and half man at the top. It's not like man is the crown, but what the symbology of that is you becoming animal to man, which you know we are supposed to go beyond, but that's the symbology in that. So the symbology of a monkey is he's DNA, he's close to you and just behind a little bit in evolution, so the word becomes evolution. Now, if black people are so old, let's even pretend we had the same history of coming from an animal as white people do. It didn't happen on this planet. It didn't happen on this planet. And I'm only pretending. I don't think that's the case. But if you want to make the case for it, it didn't happen on this planet. We are too ancient, and we came down here with too much knowledge. You get what I'm saying? White people are a new invention, or what we're calling white people. And somebody, Sean, my man Ken Cook, called me, said, they was at a metaphysical bookstore, and some niggas just shitting all over Brother Panic, and Brother Panic is a racist. That's word to my white wife. I'm like, well, of course, you know, that's at first. He says that white people were made on an island, you know, and cloned with DNA. I said, wait a minute, nigga. Elijah Muhammad said that shit in the 60s, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? In fact, I'm kind of kindly to white folks. I believe that they can evolve. I believe if a roach can evolve, they can evolve. I believe that we should not be worrying about their evolutionary path. You get what I'm saying? I think it's too much. We got too much shit of our own to worry about than to worry about them. Their business is their business. You get what I'm saying? I'm not here nor there with them anymore. You get what I'm saying? I balance that bullshit out in myself. You get what I'm saying? Pouting about some shit they doing. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You don't get to say this is an illusion, then get to say we need to put all our resources in that shit. No, you better find out who the fuck you are. You're all Egyptian and shit. Well, what was the Egyptians doing? Worrying about some fucking other body? They was worrying about how to get the fuck out and not come back. I suggest you do the same. You get what I'm saying? That I feel they can transform. I'm no more worried about their transformation than I'm worried about what happens to a fucking roach after we gone. You get what I'm saying? Is that type of thing. So this is something Elijah Muhammad said. Now, what is clear on it, I ain't never seen nothing to the contrary that say they ain't from motherfucking apes. Show that hot shit. I don't see pictures of them in Atlantis, you know what I'm saying, Lemuria, you know what I'm saying? Them look like nigger noses on Egyptian walls until the Greeks came. You get what I'm saying? So, and I've seen movies, The Island of Dr. Moreau, Frankenstein is their creation story. You know what I mean? So somebody showed me something different where, you know what I mean? Obviously, why are they taking mythologies and trying to make it history? For instance, Helen of Troy, they imply that shit really happened. When the Ramayana is the same, when you read the Ramayana, that's where Helen of Troy story came from Greece. And even the Ramayana came from an older story with the Solmitara. Basically, everyone going to war to rescue this woman. They just made it, when you see the Greeks one, the Helen of Troy and this Trojan horse shit, they make it seem as real. So why are they doing that if they got a real history? And in fact, I was telling Sean, notice in your school, the beginning of any story you hear with a white man, the whole entire white race, is when they started sailing, when they learned the ability to sail. Now, what we found out later was the Moors were teaching them all that time, because we got this whole missing thing where, well, they was in the cave, now all of a sudden the white man owns Kabbalah. They was in the cave, and all of a sudden there's Puritans. All you hear is about dark ages and shit like that. Well, now we found out that's the age where the historical Moors were there. And once they found out how to navigate by stars, that's when every history book starts, the Puritans, the Redcoats, when they was able to start to navigate. So that's their real history, when they started to conquer. And let me be clear on this, and I want all ears to hear this. The white man did not take over the world. We stopped running it. We stopped running it. They did not take nothing from us. All of our energy has now gone to building a new reality, which is here now. The spiritual shaman man can access it now. We will all access it as soon as this goddamn Ellen shit hits, apparently. You get what I'm saying? So I want you to understand, we did not lose anything. We stopped. So it makes it look like they're running the world, but they're just running around it or running it into the fucking ground. We stopped. They did not conquer or take over anything. It was like, nah, whatever, been there, done that. But it's a process. It's a process. White people are your children. Accept it. When they were children, they loved you like your children do, the Moors. They learned and they learned. When they turned to teenagers, they turned on your monkey ass just like your teenagers do. And they enslaved you and fucked up the world and spilled oil. Now they're becoming young adults. How do you know that? Because they're recycling now. And they're worried about their footprint, and they're eating organic. So now they're starting to communicate with their mother, the earth. So this is clearly their evolution. The fucked up part is we're wrapped up in it, but that's how you would be if you're the parents. You can't get away from your kids. You know what I'm saying? Each dumb thing your kid does, you suffer for it. We're at the place now where we're moving. Where it would look like the kid's about to move the fuck out the house. You get what I'm saying? We got to look at this thing, and I'm speaking on evolution because this is what this monkey thing is all about. So to cultivate Sun Wukong, this monkey king, he acquires supernatural powers through Taoist practices, the Tao or the Tao, which is called the way or the path. Now, what they're talking about is Kundalini energy. He learned how to raise Kundalini energy. The Taoists generally focus on nature, the relationship between humanity and the cosmos. And what they're saying is basically he's learning the difference between being a human and being a cosmic being. That's what I opened this show up with to try to explain to you there is a difference. When I told you about numbers and zodiac and karma, just having knowledge ain't shit. It's being able to understand the knowledge you have so it becomes wisdom. And then eventually, when you live that life, it becomes understanding. Remember the 5% has told you. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding. What I see is not even wisdom. I see repeats. Knowledge is what I see. Everyone saying repeating some knowledgeable shit to impress the next motherfucker, but nobody being wise with it, because now that you know about zodiac, you know about numbers, what do you do with it? You live by them? That doesn't make any sense. So by him understanding the difference or the harmony between the relationship between humanity and the cosmos is knowing where the line is in the sand. Understanding there is as above, so below, but understanding there's still difference in that. You get what I'm saying? And the difference is mentality towards these things. I mean, if I'm going to stress anything, this is the shit I'm trying to stress. The shit that you do know, you better have an update, the latest upgrade on how the fuck you know it. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. This is something not only I've been saying, this has been said. All the Bobby Hemmets, Brother Phil, been saying, no, it's the mindset that you approach this with. Most of y'all are approaching this as Christians or as somebody who graduated college. That ain't going to get it. That's low-level thinking to some high-level shit. You got to be more imaginative, more abstract, or more chaotic in your process. You're refining your thought process and your study process to your human matrix mind. If you're trying to get out the matrix, you need to be more creative. Heal yourself with fucking peach soda. You get what I'm saying? This is what this shit is about. So him understanding the difference, that brings the lightness in. And this basic concept is to establish harmony with the Tao and everything that exists. Everything that exists. So what does that mean? That means if you came down here to experience creation, you are supposed to harmonize or understand or be in synchronicity with everything in creation. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means what I said earlier. Rapists, strippers, robbers, bus drivers. Are you in harmony with that? Not in harmony with their humanity, meaning you say hi or you condone what they're doing. But are you the one, and let me try to get this right, are you the one that's on this goddamn mission
right.
to stop, talk about, or even better yet, do you get a certain kind of feeling? You get what I'm saying? Now, I understand that you are having a human experience. So I want you to follow me on this. Nobody wants their kids, sisters, or none of that being harmed in any way. In any way. Now, if it happens, can you still be all fucking Mayat and Osiris-y? You get what I'm saying? To understand that this is a greater purpose. That's the shit that you need to ask yourself. I'm not going to call you to ask on that, but those are the type of thinking, that's the way you need to think. Can you harmonize with what we're even calling bad? You get what I'm saying? And harmony doesn't
right.
mean you need to walk around with a rapist. It means you need to come to terms with why a rapist needs to exist here. That's the best way to say that. Why does a rapist need to exist here? Not that you condone it or want it to happen to anybody, but to actually be in harmony with the understanding that this is a world event or earthly event. Is what you need to be starting to dig into. Instead, and this disgusts me, I see in this status, man, and this, da, 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 da. You'll get somewhere once you don't fucking care no more. But you don't care to drop words of wisdom that people should find within themselves. You're not going to save nobody doing that. If you got a status message that's so fucking hot to death, I get it, put it up if you want to put it up. But at the end of the day, you can see when there's 30 of them, that you think you're doing something. You get what I'm saying? Just by you putting a 30 status message in one day or in 2 days tells me you ain't even studying shit. You get what I'm saying? You ain't even studying shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You ain't even studying shit. You know what I mean? So this is really about making up your mind. I've said this before. You got to make a choice here. You get what I'm saying? The choice here is, are you going to leave this thing behind? You can't. It don't go both ways. That's why you need to listen closely. Sun Wukong, he went to study the relationship between humanity and the cosmos, meaning he understands there's two things, and as above, so below. So he's studying the relationship, but he understands he's in a dimension where they represent each other as two different things. And while you're here, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Understanding, I'm to evolve, I must leave this behind. If a frog had to evolve to grow wings, he can't hold on to his fucking legs no more. He has to say, fuck that, I love my legs and I'm keeping my legs. Then he has to die with the motherfuckers who got legs. Or he has to say, fuck that, I'm going to grow me some wings so I can fly the fuck up out of here, or else I'm going down with the ship. Earth is a ship that's going down. It's a ship that's going down. You got to decide if you're flying or you want to hang around this motherfucker talking about, I like the trees and I like how we used to live as an African. Very fucking nice. That's not hopeful. You know what I mean? That offers no hope for me. You get what I'm saying? So I'm listening to people I'm trying to talk to people who's going beyond this minuscule thought. Because the information is here, as I'm telling you in the mythology, is telling you in your mythology. They tell you all the time. I'm not just making it up. This is not just how I feel. This is something that I've learned. I don't just feel this way. By constantly studying, I've learned this by seeing it over and over and over again. Oh, after a while, I guess this is what the fuck it means, because they keep saying it. You get what I'm saying? Keep saying it. So it's not like something I'm just making, this is how I feel versus this is how someone else's feel. This is some shit that you learn You get what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get you to be learning, folks. Give you a shortcut. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to Sean, and I was like, no, all that shit is in you. And I can see it's in you. I'm not responsible for that. It's in you.
Right.
The best thing I can say I'm responsible for and can help you is with how to narrow down what's already in you. You get what I'm saying? So if you're talking about that, what I could do based upon my experience, as Bobby did based upon his experience to me, was just narrow down. So I could spend a year on some shit, but based upon Bobby already spending a year on some shit, you could say, well, this is what I found, and I could go at that point if it's logical to me. You get what I'm saying? And I could see the same thing. Sean starts to say, oh, wow, I would have been studying that shit for 3 months. Now that you put it in that perspective, not really taught him nothing that he can't find out himself. I'm not big on that. But what has? Right. But I'll show him a perspective based upon what's coming out his own mouth. So if he's saying I want to do some Marie Laveau shit, I'll say, well, here's what you probably want to get as a book, and this was her strong point. This is what she was doing. And when you say that symbol, it sounds like she was doing that. Read it for yourself. So he'll say, wow, that saved me a lot of time. So I'm trying to save you niggas a lot of time. You get what I'm saying? You got to see there's a line in the sand. If you want to save humanity, you're not doing what I'm talking about. You're not doing what you even talking about, Bata'aru El-Bay. You're not even doing what you're talking about. Fuck what I'm talking about. You're not doing what you're talking about. You should name your name. Instead of fucking Patar and all that, you should change your name back to fucking Donnell. You know what I'm saying? Because you're doing some Donnell-ass shit, some Chauncey shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, you should change your name to Chauncey. You know what I'm saying? Because you're doing some Chauncey human shit. The idea is transformation, but your eyes got to be on a bigger prize than an African-style reality. You know what I'm saying? Some shit that we done did already. Now, chaos is called chaos because it offers a non-logical reality. It's also called nothingness. So based upon you having a brain and you are cursed with logic, the logic of this place, because you are stuck in geometrical patterns, and that's your prison. And those geometrical patterns are expressed by lines, angles, circles, and numbers. So that's the logic that you're using when you say I'm a number three and I'm a number seven. When they talk about chaos, it's called I'm going back to the nothingness. Well, the nothingness is only a definition of what it is your logic has no business in. You get what I'm saying? You're just in the moment. You get what I'm saying? In other words, when you're dancing at the club, you ain't saying one, two, three, and four, and turn. You're just shaking your ass. You get what I'm saying? A logical dancer is doing the fucking achy breaky. That's step one. Remember, white people can't dance for shit, but they damn sure was rocking that achy breaky shit. You know what I'm saying? One, two, three, left. Two, four, five, left. Because that's not really harmony. That's like the beginning of harmony. You're counting. You get what I'm saying? So when they say you're number three and a number one, you ain't nothing but an achy breaky nigga. You get what I'm saying? An achy breaky heart nigga. You get what I'm saying? When you dancing and you in between the rhythm doing that Booney G shit or that Dougie, whatever the fuck the WAP or the Patty Duke or whatever the fuck you niggas is doing, that shit looks graceful because you ain't counting. You in between the groove, meaning you're tapping into the chaos. You get what I'm saying? You're a chaos being. You're a chaos being. They still can't figure out the shit Bootsy's playing or saying to this goddamn day, nigga. Get off the seat, nigga. Touch the floor and turn around. Like, what the fuck does that mean? But niggas was doing it, though. Yeah, Scooby-Doo, baby. Niggas was doing it. You're chaos being. You get what I'm saying? You're chaos being. That is your harmony. That is your harmony. You're not logical beings. Chaos beings trying to be logical beings is fucking hilarious. You get what I'm saying? It's hilarious. You get what I'm saying? That's like you niggas. Know what it is? It's a nigga in a cowboy hat doing the achy breaky. You like, or the fucking Macarena. You know what I'm saying? The Macarena. You know what I'm saying? Put your hands on your hip and the backbone. Now, we do that shit. We do it to balance out and connect our family. Know what we call it? Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Why do you think your family does that shit? Because that's the connection. That's the root root connection start with numbers. 1, 2, 3, and back 2, 3, and 4, 2, 3. So when y'all get at the cookout, y'all all get together and do that bullshit, which is the first level. The first level. To this day, I don't know how to do that fucking dance. I'm proud to say I came to planet Earth beyond that shit. I don't know what the fuck they doing with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, the achy breaky for white people is a step up. The electric slide is how you root in your family, which is a human event for the most part. So that's why you're doing the 1, 2, 3. Then, but later on, y'all niggas start doing that old shit. You know what I'm saying? That fucking crunk shit. If ever a chaos dance, crunk would be that dance. You know what I'm saying? I've seen that Raj shit. One nigga just went to the ocean and just crunked out the ocean. I'm like, why are you mad at the ocean, nigga? You know what I'm saying? You just doing that, looking like you having a fit at the ocean. You know what I'm saying? Ridiculous, nigga. Ridiculous. So our harmony is that dance because it's tapping into chaos. Now, nothingness. All these niggas, I'm going to the nothingness when I die. You fucking clown, you don't even know what that is. That the nothingness represents Ein Sof, and Ein Sof for three trimesters of birth, just like the three trimesters of birth to get here in your womb. Something out of nothing. Now, we go to that birth each time we have to think about it. The sound that we make when we're in the nothingness is called wait a minute. Meaning when somebody asks you, Blue, how old were you when you did that? And you go, 25. Because you just went to the nothingness to bring forth that information back. Oh, niggas, can't you see, niggas? Can't you see? You went into the nothingness to do that. That's a process, the same process like you became a human and you will go back to the chaos realm. The monkeys are a symbol of it, niggers. They're a symbol of it, niggers. Now, a mountain of flowers and fruit. If you remember, I said Sun Wukong, he's located on the mountains of flower and fruit, which is your head, the pineal gland. And the mountain counts many demons and monkeys in its population. The mountain counts many demons and monkeys in its population. Now, how many demons? There are 72 demons. And Sun Wukong has 72 transformations. I have a chapter in my book. I have 3 chapters left. Stop asking me, niggas. It's going to come, and it's going to make you doodle on yourself. I did the thing on the 72. 72 demons, or the 72 jinn, and there's 72 angelic, the Shin Shiresh, or whatever they're called. And I went through all of this. But Set, from Egyptian mythology, also has 72 conspirators or demons. Brother C. Freeman L. broke down that there were 72 chakras on your pineal gland. So now you have 72 demons in the mountains of flower and fruit, which is the pineal now, because now you got 72 demons who live there. You know, they also speak on the Monkey Kingdom, but they made a point of the 72, and he has 72 transformations. What they're talking about is the pineal gland, those 72 chakras on your pineal gland. Those 72 chakras are also the 72 goetia, or the goetic demons, you get what I'm saying, that have legions behind them. Now, these have been channeled by McGregor Mathers, Aleister Crowley. Those are the 72 goetias where they'll tell you this they named all 72 chakras on the pineal gland, and they gave them their sigils, but they were never able to tap into them beyond the names. Now, what I found out was there are also 72 monkey names with legions behind them. The channels that I got were one of these legions of 12, which I will give out tonight. One of these legions of 12, which I will give out tonight, which I will tell you everything they do to balance your ass, see it radiating from your chakras. Niggas, tonight is a rare treat. Within the rather large mountain remains hidden one of such beings, the Water Curtain Cave. After the brave Sun Wukong rushed through this large waterfall, made it to this cave, every individual in the mountain acknowledged Wu Kong as their king. Now, the water cave, of course it represents melanin, but you'll hear it as the veil of Isis, or him being able to pierce the veil or pierce the nothingness. So basically, that monkey proved that he was the ultimate chaos being, therefore he became the king. Now, to correspond this, that represents Lucifer being the angel over the pineal gland is also Lucifer, Satan that fell to earth, or the crown jewel that fell to earth is Satan. And his demons are the various biblical demons, or really the goatic demons, those 72, or the 72 conspirators set, as I pointed out. So him being able to pass the veil of nothingness called the water curtain is what makes him Lucifer or the Monkey King. Okay, so let me see. There's a poem that goes with that. White clouds are drifting jade while the light flickers among the wisps of the colored mist. A quiet house with peaceful windows, flowers growing on a smooth bench, dragon pearls hanging in niches, exotic blooms all around, traces of fire beside the stove, scraps of food, vessels at the table, adorned stone chairs, a bed, even better, stone plates and bowls, one or two tall bamboos, three or four sprigs of plum blossom, a few pines that attracted rain, all just like a real home. So what they're talking about is what we're calling nothingness, or what we are veiled behind. We're veiled behind death. So death becomes the veil, or it can be called the water curtain cave. You get what I'm saying? The water curtain cave. So what they're describing is the nothingness that we just say is nothing. It's at the end of the day, you're supposed to get the last line was, is just like a real home. What they're talking about is the Monkey King has seen heaven. He has seen the coming of the Lord, the glory. So this is what makes him conscious and the king now, based upon him trying to pierce the veil. And that's what I've been talking about. Don't think I was talking about this shit in the beginning for nothing, because
right.
What's supposed to be happening is if you are conscious, you have seen beyond planet Earth. You have seen beyond Zodiac. You have seen beyond your numeral breakdown of slavery called number 3. You have seen beyond good and evil or polarity.
Yeah.
You have seen it in an androgynous mindset as it all is one. If you're conscious, this is what you're doing here. You're not doing nothing else. You're not fighting the white man. You're not fighting the Illuminati. You're not talking to gnomes to pay your rent. What you're doing is you have pierced the veil. You are tired of this shit called dying, coming back, mother, father, grits, jobs, economy, Obama, Illuminati, secret society. You are tired of it. So you have looked and you've seen your real home. Your real home. And you are doing everything you can to get your monkey ass there. How do you do that? It is based upon your study and you making your mind set on this is the prize.
Right.
Now, you cannot say, well, I want to have an African reality. You had one already. It flopped. That's why your ass is here. Because it flopped. You get what I'm saying? It happened. Been there, done that. It's about moving the fuck on. So you got to understand, when you read the mythology, they tell you what every character is doing, becoming conscious. A Taoist immortal, the body. It says that the Monkey King, Sun Wukong, he was able to acquire human speech and manners through his travels. So what you're talking about is now that he's passed this veil, from a monkey's perspective, they're going to use, as I pointed out, they're going to use humanity as the goal for the monkey. All the while, as a decoder, what they're talking about is humanity as the monkey, and you try to become the speaker in the cosmos, as opposed to, you know, talking good. So in other words, the monkey in this story is representing your true transformation. In this story, you are the monkey who has became conscious. Therefore, the other monkeys have said, we need you to lead us because you have this fire in your ass that we may not be able to attain yet, but we're gonna stick with your teaching type thing. That's what they're saying. That's why they made him the Monkey King. The Bodhi was initially reluctant to take him because he was not human. But after he let him, based upon Sun Wukong's eagerness, he acquired the powers of shapeshifting, known as the 72 transformations. He also learned cloud traveling, including a technique called Jindu Ayin, which is a cloud somersault, which is nothing but astral traveling. Now, if anybody knows anything about Brother Panic, they would know the first thing I told you niggas to do is learn to astral travel. Learn to astral travel. What I've said to you Negroes was astral traveling is how you become competent in the spirit world. You are ignorant to the spirit world at this point because you have now shifted your entire perspective to a human perspective. Therefore, just like if you were in a coma for 5 years, got up, you would not be able to walk. So you, no matter how many times you close your eyes and seen your grandmother or your uncle who died, that shit means nothing because you're seeing it randomly and it still doesn't offer competence. The question becomes, can you see them anytime you desire? Can you talk to them anytime you desire? That comes from learning how to astral travel, and then the next thing that happens is lucid dreaming, meaning you're aware in your dreams. So basically, even though he was eagerness, he said he was let in by the Bodhi, and that's short for like the Bodhisattva, you know, the teacher or the monk, if you will. Based upon eagerness. I say it all the time. The eager nigga, see, I can tell it, see, just because you asked me 30 questions in my email, that don't make you eager. To me, that makes you lazy.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Now, when I talk to Sean, he's studying five things, and he just comes from my perspective. And I'm like, God damn, that's an eager nigga, because it ain't about me. He put himself in a position where we could politic. Same thing with Miss Blue, if you need another example. Yeah, I seen eagerness. She wanted to know this shit because she wanted to know this shit. And she didn't ask me questions so I can do her work. She asked me questions so her work can go on. And I just put my two cents in and she took what she needed. So the eagerness gets you in. That's what they're telling you. Eager, not because you sat and watched a whole bunch of MySpace. What are you doing? Now, I don't want to, because there's a lot of brothers and sisters who I do meet who tell me, I just bought this. So let me be clear on this. I teach with a patriarchal energy, which is simply this. Your mom's is going to put your homework on the refrigerator. If you got a 75, I'm going to say, well, why didn't you get an 85? I recognize your 75. But I'm going to talk about why you didn't get more. That's my teaching style. So I want to say this. I do recognize a lot more than I would even think do the work, put their work in, are serious about this, went from A to B, got a lot of love, have a lot of realizations. I get that. But in my teaching style, I don't talk about that. But I think I need to say I don't think y'all are flops. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And even the ones who do, I'll give them a quick lesson on how friendly I'm not going to be when you're lazy, and they'll come back with some shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's a part of the process. That's how we does it here. That's how we do it, and I'm gonna do it like this all night. That's what I was watching this movie Made. Vince Vaughn kept saying that shit when he was tipping niggas. That's how I do it, and I'm gonna do it like this all night. So that's how I do it. I'm gonna do it like this all night. All right, so. At the mountain of flowers and fruit, right? So Sun Wukong, he establishes himself as one of the most powerful influential demons in the world. That's nothing but the Satan story, right? That's Satan, the most powerful, influential demon who became the boss and an angel. Let me see. Right now, okay. When you hear demons as evil, what the only thing that's considered evil is non-transformation. Non-transformation. You will hear and you can read Mog Morton's books on set. Don't get his novels. He has a couple of regular metaphysical books. I've given them out before, but fuck it. Let me go get them right now. Okay, Mog Morton, where you at, bitch? Looking on my shop. I don't know where I keep him. Okay, Mog Morton made a book called The Bull of Ombos, set in Egyptian magic. He also made a book called Tankem, T-A-N-K-E-M, Mog Morton, M-O-G-G, last name M-O-R-G-A-N, Mog Morton. And what he does is go into detail about Set worship, that before Set became this evil deity that killed Osiris and became the template of the devil, that the early pre-dynastic Egyptians worshipped Set. The Big Dipper, which is the chest of Osiris, used to be the thigh of Set. He goes on in detail, the burial rites for the pre-dynastic Egyptian was to cut the body up. And then in later mythology, Set cuts up Osiris. What they were telling you through Set was, this is the old, this is the new. It was always, Khnum was the old Tahuti. So there's a mythology where Tahuti beats, is it Khnum or Khonsu? One of them. I think it's Khnum, the moon god, Khnum, right? And he beats him in a game of chess, which is saying that I'm the new you, meaning they understood the concept of transformation. You get what I'm saying? They understood the concept of transformation. So why is Set the bad guy? Because Set represents you, a chaos being on earth ready for transformation. And he becomes evil because if you don't transform, that is evil. That is evil. Right. That is what is looked at as evil. So all you human goddamn rights advocates with all this zodiac and this and that. Now, let me say this. Let's say you have someone who teaches the zodiac and you should listen, deal with all their services because that's how you understand what's going on with humanity. And the master teachers of the zodiac that I was fortunate enough to meet, one of them, the brother Will Brabham, he'll be the first to tell you, no, that's what the zodiac says, but it's your choice. You get what I'm saying? Be mindful of anybody saying you're a Taurus and there's nothing you could do about it. The brother Will will tell you, no, you're just a Taurus, and because these planetary influences are happening, the zodiacal influences are happening, this is what's going to happen with a Taurus on your humanity. I'm supposed to say that, okay, now I get why I'm doing this and that on a human level, but my job is to go beyond that. So I'm not saying don't use people who deal with zodiac or gematria, any of this stuff, because it still works. It's still what this place is made up of. So it's not like it's a wrong thing. It's about going beyond that. Even if you're working with it, still your point should be to work beyond that. You get what I'm saying? So transformation is the name of the game. So Set is evil because he represents the old regime, and that old regime that used to rule on Earth, it becomes the massive ego. People don't really know, or maybe you do know, that Horus represents the new Aeon. Remember I just told you, Crowley went into the desert, got a channel from AWASP. AWASP was Horus, or a version of Horus, telling me the Aeon or the time of Horus is now. Why is it the time of Horus? Because Horus defeats Set, which is the old rulership of you. So the old rulership of you are the demons. You get what I'm saying? You still there, Blue?
Yes, I'm right here with
you. All right, just making sure. The old rulership of you are, they become the demons. Like in the Hindu mythology, it's the Asuras versus the Devis, or the, where you get the name Deva. The Devis are the gods, the Asuras are the old demons. Of course they get defeated. Not because they're bad in the classic sense, because they represent when you were in the chaos realm before. You created this creation, Earth, third dimension, to do what you need to do to go back to the chaos realm. The monkeys always represented that underlying order with the overbite of chaos realm, and they are here now. That chaos realm is here now. And I'm going to get into that shit, why the London riots happened the next day after they dropped the goddamn movie Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Oh, niggas, we got some shit here. I'm only on page 2, and we, you know what I'm saying? Now, so remember, demons are not bad in the church way. They're bad, they still represent your old inspiration. So you can call on the demons, use the demons, because they represent your old self, but you need to factor, Bobby Hammond been told you, any ritual you do, you need to factor in something new, because your transformation down here represents that something new. So you're taking the old and transforming it into something new. If you're doing the old shit just to be old shit, then guess what? You're doing old shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If I went on a date and came to the date with a Run DMC outfit on, you know, from Tougher Than Leather, I ain't getting no play. You know what I'm saying? I ain't getting no play. The idea is, you're supposed to understand what you were and what you're doing to become something new. You get what I'm saying? What you're doing to become something new. Now, the staff. Sun Wukong traveled into the oceans where he acquired a golden banded staff, Ryu Jing Bang, which could change in size, multiply itself, fight according to the whim of its master. It was originally used by Da Yu, the measurer, to measure ocean depth, and later became the pillar that pacifies the ocean. All right. What does his staff represent? Well, what does staff always represent? Your goddamn spine. But they're telling you now is this monkey king, now once he becomes the king and he's a monkey, all you're talking about is he was the pineal gland, like Set, and became a human, or a monkey in this case. And he needs his staff to walk that path of Kundalini to return with a new chaos to this monkey kingdom. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. The staff that becomes large and small represents a weapon that gets you into and out of the quantum world. Holy glory. Something just happened here. When you look at the Pillar of Osiris, which is the template for the spine, Kundalini, the Djed pillar. If you read any of, what's that boy's name? And I'll tell you which books you can get it. Clones of the Illuminati by William Henry and Oracle of the Illuminati. But Clones of the New Illuminati and Mary Magdalene, the Illuminator by William Henry. Must read books. He drops that the concept of the Ark of Covenant, which is nothing but energy. I can't remember how he describes it, but just basically an energy machine, the shit that made mana, which is not a physical mana. He drops that's a template from something from Sumeria, which is older mythology, called the Maru Pillar. And both of these things are weapons. Later on, they became the spine, which houses your Kundalini. It is a weapon. Your spine is a weapon when properly used to raise Kundalini and to illuminate that pineal. Now, why does his the quantum world is represented as the biggest thing in the universe, but the smallest thing in the universe? You know what I'm saying? The same way they'll say in one atom, there's a nuclear explosion that could do this, that, the other. So that's where you get this big and small thing. We also seen that in Gulliver's Travels. If you remember that childhood movie, Gulliver's Travels, he was small and big. It was representing him journeying through the quantum world. Same thing you seen in Alice in Wonderland. You get what I'm saying? The pillars of water with that spine, shows my spinal fluid. You know, so this is the how you do the spine, raising kundalini through meditation is how you travel through the quantum world and atomic world, so on and so forth, for illumination and so on and so forth. So when he got that staff, it represented him another step on his path through meditation. So another, and said it 1,000 times before how important meditation is. 1,000 times before. Wukong also defeated the dragons of the Four Sea in battle and forced them to give him the golden chainmail, feather cap, and walking cloud boots. All right. So what you got now that he has his kundalini staff, he has to master the four elements. Four elements, as much as we love to love them, are also your prison. Earth, air, fire, water. They came together, imprisoned you. Four elements also represents a box, four corners. So you need to have mastery over these four elements you need to be able to control these elements. These greater elements outside of you, also in you, your 70, and some people say 72% water, your blood, heart, fire, your body, bowels, earth, and your air, you know, your lungs and thought are air. So your whole entire body is made up of these elements. To master the human body is another way of saying you mastered that. And then once you master that, you can master the elements outside of you on the bigger level, meaning control the earth. Where you see most of that type of work is in the Wiccan thing. They always giving it up to the directions, Yeah. Not to say we don't, you know, but you'll see more of them doing that work because they're calling on a lot of those directions. So when they say he defeated these dragons, the four seas, he got these three things. Now, chainmail. Chainmail is a type of armor consisting of small metal rings linked together in a pattern to form mesh. That's like the you also see knights wear this armor, that link armor, when they're about to fight so they can't get stabbed. Or better yet, we seen that in the movie Clash of the Titans. That was one of the things that Perseus got, that armor where he couldn't get pierced. Now, what that represents is your aura. Your aura. They also call that the armor of Jesus in the Bible. So now, by mastering these elements, what you're talking about now, he's doing chakra work. You get what I'm saying? They're telling you in mythology how to do this thing. You get what I'm saying? Now, I heard people, how's mythology going to help our people? Motherfucker, here's how. You got to learn to decode it. It's not just a story. It's telling you the process for illumination and power. You following this? It's deep if niggas understand what's going on. This, our ancient teachers have left this for it. You were not left high and dry. You get what I'm saying? Talking all this revolution shit, the tagline of Rise of the Planet of the Apes was motherfucking evolution is revolution. That was the tagline. They're telling you straight the fuck out what it is. Evolution is revolution. You get what I'm saying? That's all this other shit don't mean nothing. They cannot have you evolve. They cannot evolve at the same pace as you. Evolution comes based upon your thought. You already have the mechanisms. You get what I'm saying? You already have the spine, the kundalini, the chakras, the melanin, the years of experience, but your mind is talking some other hot shit, you know what I'm saying, that's anti-evolution, you know what I'm saying? You haven't made up your mind. You still desire to be ruled. You still got fucking, you're a house nigga, you know what I'm saying? You desire for the zodiac to tell you exactly how you're supposed to live your life. What a lazy nigga. What a lazy nigga. You want number three to tell you who and who you cannot marry? Huh? Osiris? Huh? Isis? You can't marry that motherfucker. He's a number four. Come on now. That sounds ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? If that motherfucker's a number four and you're a number seven and they're not supposed to get together, if that's a human motherfucker, then I'm sure humanity would tell you exactly what it was. What you just have is a being not ready to take responsibility. When you see all of these things, don't fuck with that. That's going to do that. You're going to be fucked up. Don't mess with that area. There's some things a man not supposed to know. What they're talking about is, look, my friend, this shit is ruling us. Let it rule. You're just calling it Jesus now. But before we was calling it Zodiac and numbers and whatever other snazzy name that we had for the cosmos, we just said, look, these motherfuckers is ruling us. I'm a number seven. I'm going to do number seven shit. The conscious man said, fuck number seven. I'm a number seven, but I'm going to try some number eight shit just to see what the fuck happened. Just to see what happened. I talked about this in the last show. I said, there's something called the right-hand path, which most people are on. There's mythology for the right-hand path. That's where you get all them African sayings. Each one teach one, and a child may not know what a child knows until it knows. A whole bunch of shit, because what you're learning is how to get along in a community. Then there's something called the left-hand path, which is called the journey of the hero, which means you said, I'm not going to do what everybody's doing. I'm going to do something else just to see. I'm going to do something that's never been done before. So I'm not going to eat manna. I'm going to eat chicken wings while these niggas is eating cornmeal in my village. And then later on that became the black sheep of the family. Someone who can't get it right because they're not trying to get it right. They're trying to do something else to obtain a new result in consciousness. That's what this shit is about. Evolution. That's it. Evolution, evolve. You cannot evolve. Think before everything you do. Well, this take me to another level, or is this just shit to make me feel good about what the fuck it is I'm doing? And half the shit I see is about that. Half the shit I see is about that. Oh, we got to stop this, the police and this little girl. Like, putting it on your page ain't going to stop the shit. You know what I'm saying? The police beat a little girl in Kansas. That is sad. But putting it on your page ain't going to stop shit if your name is Mayotte El Bay. If your name is Susan Jenkins, I understand why it's there. I'm talking to conscious folks. I'm not talking to human motherfuckers. Y'all should have that. Chainmail, so that was his armor. Phoenix feather, which is the illumination, or the bird of fire, which is the phoenix. That just means the illuminated pineal gland. His crown is illuminated. Or with Jesus, that's the halo, or you know, the kundalini fire, and cloud walking boots, which just means power in the astral world. So all of these things is what he's obtaining in his evolution. Be following this now. This is trying to tell you the monkey, which is the human, all the things he needs to do to become the god, the chaos being, or to bring forth his realm because he's fallen into the monkey thing. So Mukong then defies hell's attempt to collect his soul. Instead of reincarnating like all other living beings, he wiped his name out the book of life and death. And with this, the names of all other monkeys known to him. The Dragon King and the Kings of Hell then decided to report him to the Jade Emperor of Heaven. You'll see the monkey reporting to this Jade Emperor, nothing but the heart chakra. Jade Emperor is the heart chakra. The monkey and the animal represent the three lower chakras. He has to get past the Jade King in order to transform. But where Sun Wukong went wrong, he's trying to sneak right now. He ain't doing the work. And that's what I see with a lot of niggas today. They got the knowledge how to astral travel. They understand about kundalini. They understand about chakras, which is all that cloud walking, chainmail, phoenix feather. But they're not really putting in the work. That's why I started out the way I started this this lecture so you can understand where I'm talking about when I'm coming to you with this Monkey King. What he did was try to defy hell. He didn't try to go through hell. So people will ask me this shit. Why can't you just kill yourself? Because, not just because in this mythology, which proves it, and I'm going to go into detail more, the Gnostics said, well, that's to the ancients, that was looked at as cheating. You didn't do nothing. 9 times out of 10, if you came here,
right,
you came here to do something. And when it's done, you will die. Not because you could be walking down the street and somebody drops a safe on your head. That's you doing that. Remember laws of attraction, people. A safe was going to drop. Why are you there unless you magnetize it? So you call for if somebody shoots you dead in the street, you get in what they call a car accident, which is no such thing. That's how you decide to go, because you're done here. So you've done your work here. So when you got Sun Wukong trying to erase himself from the book of life and death, which means he's just basically trying to alter his DNA without doing nothing. You get what I'm saying? So when I was telling you monkey niggas this, all of this, my kundalini's rising because I went to a cookout today. And all of this, my name is Maya Ben-Hur, Hotep, this and that, this and that. Then you get a reading, and your biggest problem is how to pay the gas bill. Maya Hotep, this one and the other one. Then you email me in the questions that you ask. I'm like, that's your biggest question? Huh, Patah? When you're doing that, what you're doing is you learn on the surface. Just like the Monkey King learned how, and got all these things, got his staff, his kundalini, and all of that, but he still didn't do no work. So in other words, what I'm telling you niggas, just knowing this isn't enough. Application is what we need here, folks. Application. So the Monkey King tried to skip over application. The book of life and death is Akashic Records. You cannot cheat your DNA. You cannot cheat your DNA. No matter how much you know, if you're not your knowledge isn't wisdom and understanding, then your DNA won't change. Knowledge is light, but it won't change your DNA until you harness that light into a practical application. You get what I'm saying? Just getting light is easy shit. There's light everywhere. You might learn how to program your goddamn DVR. That's light and knowledge. Will it change your DNA? Nope. So just getting knowledge about kundalini energy, will that change your DNA? Nope. It's actually doing the work, the meditations, the focusing. What's progress for me may not be progress for you. Do what it is you do. Close your eyes. Have realizations. Have your own personal realizations. Love them. Follow them, no matter how crazy they are, because they come from the place of chaos, which should be crazy, to logic. God damn it. Bobby Hemm has been saying it. 30% of the niggas that listen to Bobby, he's so crazy. I listen to him because he's crazy. I'm like, well, you're missing the point. What he's showing you is how he's going to a place where it looks crazy. And it looks extremely crazy when it's brought back to earth. But he's showing you that he has went through that waterfall, that wave curtain. He's in that place already. He's there. That's why when he comes back, it looks stupid to you. But it's perfectly normal to someone who's tapping into that chaos energy. See what I'm saying? You're supposed to be doing shit crazy. I cannot say fish and marshmallows enough. If 1,000 niggas ate fish and marshmallows, it wasn't for you. It wasn't for you. It was for Sean. He got it. He was supposed to do that. It was for him. You get what I'm saying? I want to know what crazy thing you came up for you. And in fact, let me rephrase that. I really don't want to know. You should want to know, and you should eat it because you're tapping into the chaos. Think of the dances that we came up with. The funky chicken, the pocket knife, the Alabama slide, the slip slap, the flip flop, the monkey see, monkey do. You know what I'm saying? Catch it later, I'm eating a potato. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But we accept the Patty Duke, the freak. You know what I'm saying? The crunk. You know what I'm saying? The Dougie. You know what I'm saying? The stinky leg. The chicken noodle soup. That's fucking insanity, because we get that from the chaos realm. That's why it's crazy. That's why it looks crazy. That's why it is crazy. But that's why we make it normal, the jerk. You know what I'm saying? Niggas out there doing the jerk, son. You know what I mean? That's why you got to understand. It's the process. It's the process. It's that monkey process, the monkey mind, niggas. All right, so let's keep going. Shit, we got an hour left. So we're going to, mind you, part two is Sunday. I'm only on page three, niggas. I still got deities to give out, and we didn't even get.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, maybe I should, okay, maybe I should go, you know something? Nah, y'all niggas going to have to wait. We ain't got no time for the Rise, because I'm going to go through the Rise of Low Taste, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And so I'll make you niggas come back for that shit. You might not all get it in one night. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Come on back. We here. It's the Remix family, niggas. You love being here. All right, so the Jade Emperor, which is the heart chakra. Now, well, understand this. Going back to him trying to cheat, what we're talking about is nothing but the ego. You get what I'm saying? Nothing but his ego, which is, once you get into this knowledge, you niggas got the biggest ego. The only niggas that can match conscious niggas' egos is like the preachers with like Creflo Dollar. And them niggas got jet planes. You know what I'm saying? You niggas on Facebook, dropping notes, and y'all got the same ego as Creflo Dollar. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, so remember, you're dealing with the most aware energy in the world. So all that shit about the ego and the corruption, it must come from only conscious people, because technically, if you want to believe in this whole Illuminati rule to the extent that they do, then what you would have to say is the Illuminati is only 1%, let's pretend, and they only represent conscious white people. 99.999% of white people are dumb as a dick in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? So any ego, war, conscious, is all about conscious people. So since you people are conscious people, this is where the problem begins. So you wouldn't even say a Christian has an ego. That motherfucker he's ignorant. You get what I'm saying? He's ignorant. So he's not even in the game. You get what I'm saying? You the ones who are in the game. And just having the knowledge, as I pointed out, that's not going to save you. That's not nothing. That's where you start. What you're going to do with it is the key. So the Monkey King had the knowledge now, and he had favor because of his eagerness, but he had an ego. He was like, fuck all the bullshit. I'm just going into heaven because my name is Ptah. I'm going into heaven because I worship the matriarch. You get what I'm saying? How many times have I heard that? Yeah, that's a nice way to be, because that represents the creativity. That's the angle to get into the magic. But this shit is about not worshiping nothing. This is about knowing that the matriarch and the patriarch, whatever arc you don't even fucking understand yet, is within you. So it's the matriarch within you that you need as a god. The patriarch within, that's the balance that you're looking for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you misbalance any of that, you fucked up and you're doing some human shit. So now, the Jade Emperor is the heart chakra, and he's the one that's overseeing what's going on with Sun Wukong. The Jade Emperor invited Sun Wukong to heaven, where the monkey believed he would receive an honorable place as one of the gods. Instead, he was made protector of the horses to watch over the stable, which is the lowest job in heaven. So what does that mean? That means exactly what I just got from this saying. Just because your name is Ptah Ra Obey, and you know what the fuck Kundalini is, and you know what the fuck your chakra is, if you went to the heavens now with that information, you'll be watching the horses. You follow what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know what these things are, but you haven't did anything with them to receive a promotion. What's receiving a promotion? Evolving, as what I've been saying. You're not evolving with this. You're satisfying your brain with this, therefore satisfying your ego with this. Now that the Monkey King knows this information but has an ego, he gets to heaven saying, I'm going to be the man. The same way I know you niggas, is once I die, all these Christian niggas going to be all fucked up because I'm Ptah. With that mentality, you'll be watching the horses. You didn't do anything. Now, again, it was the lowest job in heaven. And while we're here, there was this dude I have on one of these tapes, Bobby Davey. They did a thing on Anchor Watch. Anchor Watch is in, where is it at? Cambodia. One of them is easy to find. But it was one of them, it became a wonder. They had pillars, the same pillars that are on Lakshmi's head that they can't figure out how they got up there. Same way they can't figure out how they make the pyramids. They said if someone kills a snake, some monk, if you kill a snake, it's going to be a curse on Angkor Wat, and monkeys will rule Angkor Wat. So they eventually found it. It was covered by forest. It's the size of two Manhattans. And they unearthed it. The monkeys ruled supreme, took over this world. It used to be Sita's. Rama and Sita are the two deities that Hanuman has in his heart. If you remember I'm not even going to tell you the movie shit. And basically, they represent the heart chakra. And Sita is a incarnation of Lakshmi. Rama is an incarnation of Vishnu. So the monkeys rule Angkor Wat. And now, they were talking to this dude, and the dude said, I know, I remember my past life, and I helped the gods build this. The gods came down here and built this. We were like, this is the most wonderful, and the Bob, and the greatest, and the this, that, and the other. And that nigga said, this is built based upon the horse stables in heaven. I'm like, damn. Now, the horse stables are considered the lowest in heaven. And when you see Angkor Wat on TV, it's blown away. Now, I put up a video. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
What was the last thing you heard?
The last thing I heard was that when you said you were going to put it out. No, can you hear me was the last thing, but you said you were going to put out the book that Bobby gave you. Where were you last?
Did I just cut off or something? Because I just heard that loud talk thing.
Yeah, you did cut off for a second. You cut out on my end, but I think everybody else still could hear you.
Oh, yes. Okay. So in other words, I could just keep going. So in Angkor Wat, I put up on my YouTube, which is Occult Lectures at on YouTube. That's Lectures with an S. That's my channel. I put up a little rare stuff, little stuff from here, blah, blah, blah. You got to go see it, blah, blah, blah. But I put up Eugene Adams, Africans in Asia. That's where he goes through the whole thing on Angkor Wat. Now, as soon as they uncovered Angkor Wat, either soon after, I forgot to do this research for you folks, they had a riot in California back in the 60s, whenever Inglewood and Watts. They was calling it, at the same time they raised up Angkor Wat. It was called the Angkor Wat riots. But later just became the Watts riots. Same time they uncovered this place, which became the Monkey Kingdom, because someone had killed a snake there. So it covered over and became the Monkey Kingdom. And like I said, it was built to Sita. And later on became temples to Lakshmi. So if y'all don't know about Angkor Wat, you need to at least see it some kind of way. I believe, I'm not sure, Wayne Chandler was doing trips to Angkor Wat.
Yes.
Get with Brother Wayne Chandler. You know, he does all of these trips. If you know, Wayne's the man. So, soon as I seen Angkor Wat, I knew I was there before. One of the most overwhelming feelings of that. There's a lot of places I like, I was there, but I ain't do shit. You know what I'm saying? That place, I was there, and I knew I did a lot of shit there. That's how powerful it is. So the dude said, We built this off the stables in heaven. Angkor Wat is out of this world and later became a monkey kingdom. And that's based upon the mythology that the Jade Emperor made Sun Wukong, the protector of the horses in the stables. You know what I'm saying? So the monkeys ruled that. Then the riots happened after that. Now they released Rise of the Apes. Then the riots happened, and we'll get into what the riots. That's the rise of the chaos realm on planet Earth. The chaos is here, nigga. This is our home. This is our flow. This shit right there. This is ours. So the time of our realm is here.
Yes.
Symbolized through the monkeys. All right. So after stealing peaches of immortality, pills of longevity, the Jade Emperor's royal wine, Sun Wukong later single-handedly defeated an army in heaven of 100,000 celestial warriors. Each fight is the equivalent of a cosmic embodiment, including all 28 constellations. 28 constellations, 28 moon lodges, 28 lunar mansions. Now, basically what you have is an egomaniac going wild at this point. He's stealing shit. He's stealing longevity, immortality, royal wine or the royal elixir, which is this melanin. What you have is someone who gained some fucking knowledge and went crazy.
Right.
How many times have we seen that? Gained some fucking knowledge and went crazy. Some of the most craziest motherfuckers I know is conscious. I thought them Christian niggas was crazy. You know, everybody gets conscious. Oh, I'm glad I'm conscious because these Christian niggas was running me out of my mind. Shit. I almost want to go to church tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Fucking with niggas. I almost see my ass in worship tomorrow just because it's less crazy. You know what I'm saying? Now I see what true madness is, ego madness versus just ignorance. You know what I'm saying? Most church folks are just ignorant. And if you were not affected by church, then you really wouldn't care. Most of the conscious people who talk about it, you know, those are the ignorant, the deaf, dumb, and blind, and all that shit, is because their monkey asses is in church and they're still mad. I didn't grow up in church. Both my mother and father were not church people, and I do one better, which is the golden egg. My grandfolks on both sides didn't go to church. Because if your moms and pops don't go, your grandparents is going. Both of them didn't go. They was both sinners. You get what I'm saying? So I'm generations deep, not in that bullshit. So when I see a church person, it used to get me like, that's so stupid. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no nigga to open up no C. But what I've noticed with conscious people who were in church, got out of church, started their conscious path, they're still mad. You know what I'm saying? Mad that they were bamboozled in such a way. And I noticed, and I'm like, oh, okay, they can't leave. The key is you've got to leave that stuff alone, because you're still dealing with worldly issues. You have not released yourself from your worldly trauma. That's why motherfucking Miss Blue is booked up till next year with readings, because that tells the truth. You get what I'm saying? That's the truth right there. You get what I'm saying? It's telling you, like, look, you know what I'm saying? Your humanity, you haven't learned to deal with your humanity. You get what I'm saying? Interesting thing Bobby Hemmings said, the Egyptians taught their kids about death, because once you teach them about death, life is a cinch. You get what I'm saying? What's happening is this stuff is not penetrating. The information is penetrating, but the knowledge and the wisdom is not happening. It's not turning into this fruit called information or this seed called information is not bearing any fruit for you. So that's why you're still destroyed. And then somebody who really knows based upon study can see through that shit in 2 minutes. You could tell me 2 lines and I could see how fucked up you are or how you're really doing what you need to do. So I'm bringing this up and putting it on this point because it's here in our mythology. That's what's happening to the motherfucking Monkey King. He learned some shit but don't want to do no shit. He feel that he has – now because he changed his name – to Ra-Am Nefer Hotep Mayat, that now some shit is owed to him. You following what I'm saying now? Some shit is old to you without doing any real work, just changing your name and saying the word melanin and kundalini. That's not going to get it. You're going to have to go within yourself. If you don't know how to do it, you need to go listen to my old shows where I explain in detail. It's about learning yourself. It's about meditation. It's about self-discovery. It's about self-reflection through meditation. Tools that will help you. Readings. Tools that will help you. Dream catchers. Crystals. Meditation CDs. Meditation techniques. The motherfucking herb pack. Belladonna.
Yeah.
Books. I've given out. I did 2 book shows. This is all stuff to help you have a realization not to know more words. You get what I'm saying? I'm not here to help you with your fucking vocabulary of kundalini, melanin, chakras, pineal, aura. You know, that's not going to do nothing for you. I would be jerking you. I would be jipping you. I shouldn't be before you just to say some shit that you could go, oh, panic said that shit, and now you got something to repeat. I would be jipping you. I'm not going to jip you. Every show I've done is, this is how you do that, and this is how you do it. It's for a reason. And now we got, now I'm showing you the mythology that's telling, not to show you, it's not just my opinion. I'm showing you the mythology of them saying some shit that was written way before you was here in this form, something that was written that says, look, just because you know this shit don't mean shit. You get to heaven thinking you got this. You get what I'm saying? No, on a certain level, now, let me be clear on this. We're in a time where everybody's going, this is not going to be forever. And because you do have the mechanism, you will evolve into the next thing. What happens when you're there, who knows? You get what I'm saying? You may feel you need to do something else, this, that, or the other. But if you call yourself conscious, if you call yourself conscious, what you said is, I'm now going to be the forerunner or the forefront of this evolution for all of us. You get what I'm saying? For all of us.
Yeah.
You become the example. Because of your conscious evolution, everyone gets to evolve. You get what I'm saying? Everyone gets to evolve. So it's like I said, whatever path you take, I'm not ragging on you for that. If you take a human path, knock yourself silly. Who gives a fuck? Don't bother me. If you're taking a conscious path, then you're going to be called to task. You're being called to task. Not to, and everything I say is not to for you to be good in my eyes. What I'm saying is very general. Very obvious shit. If you was going to be a football player, these words would apply. If you was going to be a fucking nurse, these words would apply. So it's, we're not talking about my definition of what consciousness is. I'm reading you mythology, and I'm basing my definition on teaching, not on how I feel about your shit. Because how I feel about it is a whole nother animal. What I'm saying is you're not living up to the standards of what our ancients taught, and you say yourself to be an ancient. I don't like sitting around listening to your fucking lies. Get what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you're going to do the thing, do the thing right. If you ain't going to do the thing, you know what I'm saying? Ask me how my fucking, you know, how my family is. But if you're going to ask me about kundalini, you got to ask me like you're doing something about it. Don't ask me like you heard it. Don't tell me what does kundalini mean and then tell me in the next sentence you've been listening to me for a year now, for years now.
Right.
And I'm like, then you offended me. Because if you listening to me for years and you have to ask me what you just asked me, I'm offended.
Yes.
So now you get, now you should understand why I answer you like, basically, get the fuck away from me. I don't want to talk to you. I'm offended. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm offended.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? You don't get to say I've been listening to you years like you my friend and then ask me some shit that I've been saying for years. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now you get to understand why I'm not so fucking friendly when some of these people text me. I'm like, well, I said that. I said that directly. Not even on the side where you had to decode. Said it directly. And what I'm saying now and what I'm proving to you right now is this is in our mythology. This fall that I've been complaining a long time about. Oh, you niggas on Facebook ain't doing nothing. You niggas with your status message. What the fuck you gonna do? Well, I've been doing that a whole long time. Now I'm showing you a mythology. Show you that it ain't just my personal opinion, even though it is my fucking personal opinion. But I'm smart enough to keep my personal opinion out and show you a mythology where they're saying. You learn some shit, now you think something's due you just because you have information. And we'll see, and I'm going to get to it, where you'll see the Monkey King has a change of heart and puts in fucking work to get to get to heaven. So let me see. Okay, I think I'm going to say his
name. Also, while you're getting that together, I want to just give a big shout out right now to all of the listeners, and definitely the international listeners that's listening tonight that have either PM me or let us know you're in the house. Japan is in the house tonight. Big shout out to Brother Mark. He's in the house. The UK is in the house. Ireland. Poland is in the house. Ghana's in the house. Korea's in the house. Switzerland's in the house. And Spain is in the house. Big shout out to all of you listening all over the universe. If I forgot you, just know we're sending you love. And also definitely to all of the Remix family. It's a big share tonight, so it's good to have you guys in the house. Peace and love, everybody. So, Brother Panic, I just wanted to kind of get that in there so everybody can know.
Yeah.
And also, if you're listening on the phone and you're not seeing, because we're actually putting some of this information in the chat room, but the chant that you heard earlier as well, also some of those the chants and also the books, any of those things that you want to hear that Brother Panic spoke about, the herb pack that everybody is talking about, the Belladonna, all of these things, the out of print books, you can actually get in touch with Brother Panic by emailing him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. And that's how you can reach Brother Panic. You definitely want to get those things into your archives, start working with them, especially the herb packs and especially those things of the chants as well, and also the meditation CDs, the bath, all of those things. Yes. So I wanted to go ahead and get that in. We are closely moving, just so we can let you guys know, we are closely moving to the 30-minute mark here. We are going to keep going. Remember, this is a two-part show, so we will be doing Sunday night, and we're going to be doing Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to finish the show, and then we'll also probably, when we have time left over, do a Q&A afterwards. So I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Panic, and if you want to give a shout-out or say a few things now, we can do that.
Yes, ma'am. I want to also thank everybody that Miss Blue done mentioned. You know, I still love y'all, but I'm going to be on your asses like always. I love everybody in the Remix family.
Yes.
Y'all show improved. Y'all show up. Y'all represent, I'm feeling your gangster, you know what I mean? Even, mind you, I want you not to take it personal. I have a patriarchal style of teaching. So when I'm saying you motherfuckers and you this and that, think of it as a father energy just saying clean up your room. You get what I'm saying? But I do appreciate everybody. They'll always support.
Yeah.
We, Miss Blue's show, especially when I come on and get the biggest numbers on Blog Talk. So that shows you the Remix family shows up and represents. So I appreciate that representation. And after everything and all I've said to cussing y'all out tonight, y'all wouldn't show up in the numbers that y'all showing up unless y'all was trying to fucking do something. So don't think I'm just cold, but I'm trying to get you to the next level in this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one that's gonna put the fire under your ass. You know what I'm saying? On Wednesdays, I'll make you pancakes. On Friday nights and Sunday nights, you know what I'm saying? You niggas is gonna eat crow.
Right.
You niggas gonna eat crow.
Also, I wanted to let everybody know, I know you know this as well, you kind of been working with me on this, and a big support to you and to so many others, but I'll do that on another show. But I wanted to let you guys know that I have officially finished my audio workbook. It is a workbook.
Oh, yeah.
It's 4 hours long, and I'm not talking so you can listen to me. You guys know what you need to do. This is about you getting into the work. Those of you who have been on some of the Blue Glass calls, I challenge you to really get into your work and know your magic. So if you want to get that and you want to get your hands on it, you can download it instant. There is no waiting list here. So you can do this instantly. Just go to www.missblue.com, and you can actually download it. Many of you who got, when I sent it out, just when I was excited, so much good feedback and good information that you guys are already doing your magic and continuing to do your magic, just go ahead and jump on that as well, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great. And I'm going to get my copy in a minute. And Miss Blue, I'm going to do all this kind of shit in the book. But I can't even front like I can't do it now. I got to do that shit. And I see niggas be doing shit because they'll email, Miss Blue told me to do that and I did that. I'm like, damn, Miss Blue make your nigga do all the shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, we got.
And wait,
so,
before we go, I got to say this because I want you to put it on record. Everybody is asking about the book. Everybody.
Three more chapters I'm doing, and proofreading is next. And then I'm going to get with Blue to find out where I can get it bounded.
Yes.
And believe me, I'm looking at myself in the mirror going, come on, son, really? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to remember, I got to give out herb packs and prepare lectures. You know what I mean? And first of all, and all of that secondary to my studying. I'm a nigga who likes to study. So, you know, I want to study, you know what I'm saying? Not to mention, you know, play PlayStation a little bit.
Watch
you
Netflix.
You know, yeah, a little Netflix. So it's coming, but like I said, I'm glad it's taking a little bit longer because I'm trying to give y'all shit that you walk away going, okay, I got some power. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A book
yeah.
that will take you from A to B. And I think it still takes people A to B even if they're on level Z. You know what I'm saying? It still takes them from Z to A plus or whatever you want to call it. Because, you know, if anybody knew me on MySpace, that's where I did a lot of blog writing. And my writing style seems to be real, even close to my teaching style. People would say, well, you could take something complex and just make it simple, simplify it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a lot of work to do that shit. And It's a coming. You know, three more chapters, easy chapters to bulk it up. And, you know, the hard part of the book is pretty much done. You know, the easy chapters to bulk it up. And then it's just about finding, you know, how to format it and put it out. So it's a coming. And, it will be a Super Caliente Deluxe Suite. I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth, show. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
What's going on, Mark from Japan? Email me. Let me know what's going on with the Facebook. Did they shut you down or did you shut it down? Because motherfuckers came with all sorts of. No, I'm sorry, not on Facebook, on YouTube. That's 1697.
Yeah, we talked about that. Actually, for those of you who didn't get that, Brother Mark actually has set up a new space. He has a new site as well, too. And if you want to find out for information on that and also connect with him because he's on Facebook now, you're just going to type in it is brotherfromjapan@gmail.com. You can search for that, and you'll be able to connect with Brother Mark. He also has a new space where he's at, where he actually has a new page as well, too, where he's doing it big, doing it big. And I think he's still in the room. Let me see. He just hit me up a minute ago. I think he's still in the room. Let me see if he's still here. I know he stepped in. But that's how you can connect with the Brother Mark on YouTube, connect with him. Still has all of his videos and all of those different things. The brother from Japan, you can hit him up and you can get with Brother Mark there. You can go to his Facebook page as well, too, and connect with him there. He's my Facebook friend as well, too. So, Mark, if you're out there, put a note on my page so people can connect with you and still get with you as well. So, yeah, everything is good with him. He's still going, still doing it strong, still doing his thing, even better, taking it to the next level. So, yeah.
About 25 people emailed me about some conspiracy shit, and as you can see, there is no fucking conspiracy.
No.
So yet another example, that's the first place we go. We got to get this shit off our mind. Now, we got about 20 minutes left.
This is the last thing I want to say for Brother Mark. One of the things he said is he was working on his own website, and almost 2 to 3 days before he was done, that's when it happened with YouTube. So, you know, he really is taking this, you know. He was working on something else and doing it as well, too. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would like
to
see. Excellent.
Yeah.
I especially like to see because Brother Mark was the first guy on YouTube to put my shit on
yes.
blast. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, put me
like,
on blast.
Like, yeah, like, niggas be like, yo, you on YouTube? I said, no, you mean Blog Talk. No, you on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah, nigga,
yes.
whatever, send me a link. I'm like, yo, it's the Illuminati 17619. That's the Illuminati's number. But it turned out to be Brother Mark.
Yes,
all right, we got about 20 minutes. We got 20 minutes. What I'm going to do, I'm going to run through the rest of, what's my man's name, Sun Wukong, and let mm-hmm. niggas know this is the nigga mythology. Next week, Sunday, we're going to get into Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Because I know you niggas was waiting for that. And we'll see how it connects to Sun Wu, but more to Hanneman. And like I said, it wasn't much science in that movie. Science enough. But there was enough niggas ain't. I'm sure niggas ain't. Cause when niggas catch shit, they love inboxing me. Nobody inboxed me shit on this. I'm like, oh, you niggas wasn't decoded. Well, I can tell you this right now to give you a little taste. Homeboy's girlfriend was Hindu. That right there connects her to Hanneman. I'm like,
yeah.
oh, you niggas watching this? Why? When in the movies did niggas just have a Hindu girlfriend for nothing? I'm like, they're making a point that this is Hanneman. Another little thing, Hanneman makes his tail into a bridge so all the other monkeys could cross. In the movie, that nigga was fighting on the bridge. This was some Hanneman shit. And I'm going to go through detail. I don't know. I ain't giving niggas no more. I'm going to go through detail. We're going to open the show on Sunday with that. But I want to finish up this mythology, because it's the mythology of the conscious man, Sun Wukong. The monkey is about a man who becomes conscious. He does it the wrong way. And then as we're going to get into now, how does he do it the right way? All right, so let's just go. The story behind the name, his name, Sun in Chinese, Hu Sun is a word for monkey. Hu is made up of the characters Gu, meaning old, Yu, meaning moon, which the symbol is used for animal names on the left. Old and moon carries negative connotations. Moon symbolizes yin, negativity. So Pu Tai Zhu Shi chose Sun as the monkey's surname. So remember I told you that Set represents who we was as rulers in the chaos realm, but now it is old, and that's why Haru fights him to reformat us in the chaos realm to go back and rule the cosmos, remember? So yeah. Instead of Gu Sun, the Gu means old. So they was taking it, so they took that out. The negative connotation represents the same negative connotation as the devil or the demons or Set or that old representation. So they cut the Gu and the Yu off. Because the symbology in that is they're trying to get him away from being the old rulership and the negative connotation, which is negative polarity of the moon. You get what I'm saying? So that what they're trying to encode what this old chaos is. That's why he's the sun. That's why they just changed it to straight sun. Well, who is the sun? I thought Horus was the sun. I thought Jesus was the sun. So what they were trying to do was saying, we're going to cut the old Set shit off and put the Horus shit on it. Following that? Now, that's some funky-fied decoding right there, folks. Now, so Sun is his surname, Sun Wukong. If you take away the animal symbol, you get the character Sun. Also, of course, they took away the Gu and the Hu, which is also animal. Because they're trying to take him out of his animal self, which is humanity, So they're purposely telling you why they dropped this part of his name. You get what I'm saying? They're telling you this in a form of code. The sun is also in Chinese is not the sun, is the sun that we see every day, but it also means grandchildren. And as I pointed out to you earlier, chaos is actually the grandfather, but coming through the gods, we become the grandchildren. Get what I'm saying? To eventually become the father and mother again. So we are the grandchildren, but we were the grandfathers because we created the gods. As chaos of gods, our children are the gods. Actually, so us on earth who think we are children of God would be grandchildren of or the true parents or chaos. It is made of the character Zi, meaning child or son, or I'm sorry, child or children, and meaning little or small. Better than old moon, at least. So Pu Ti Zu Shi gave Wukong the surname Sun, meaning little or old, meaning chaos that ruled the cosmos has now become little on Earth, the same way Alice in Wonderland is sometimes big in one world, sometimes big, small in another world, because they're representing her cosmic self and her earthly self. Or Gulliver's Travels, as he becomes big and small, is a quantum thing and is representing the different perspectives of an energy. So while black people look like, well, black people now here and small, they're really the biggest thing going. And the black woman, the biggest thing on earth, while socially they try to make her the smallest thing on earth. But she's the most important and powerful thing on earth, the feminine energy. And let's note this, so we don't get in the ego. Every man in their next life could be a woman. Every woman in their next life could be a man. So it's not about, because you got a vagina, you the hottest shit going, or because you got a penis, you the strongest shit going. We are the same thing. Your light energy has no gender. So on Earth, you are separated into genders. So you can show up as both things. So you are the feminine energy. You are the masculine energy. Both have their roles. Both are equally as important. Both are equal. Mm-hmm. Both are partners. And when they come together, they become something new.
Yes.
Something new. So you need to understand, you know, this, I am the light, I am the, yeah, all that's true. But really, you're talking about the feminine energy in the feminine energy's role. Because you may be a man next time, what happened to you being the light of the world because you got a vagina? That's just ego shit. You get what I'm saying? When you're talking about the feminine energy, that is 100% correct. But just because you have a vagina, you don't own the patent pending on it. You get what I'm saying? You are representing it while you have a vagina. When you come back as a penis, you're representing the from that perspective. But if you're conscious, you're supposed to be representing them both. Them both. You get what I'm saying? In its androgynous spiritual form. So Sun means his name, Sun Wukong. Sun means child. Wu means awareness. Kong means void. Means the void. You still there, Lou?
Yes, I am.
All
mm-hmm.
right. So he's a child of awareness. He's a child of nothingness and awareness. That's his name. So you're supposed to be the child, new in your consciousness, becoming aware of the nothingness, the void, which is chaos. You're becoming aware of yourself, Monkey King, as a chaos being. Therefore, you're becoming aware of yourself as a chaos being. That's his name, players. You get what I'm saying? Name. He's a right. child of consciousness in the nothingness, or the child of chaos. Sun Wu was locked into Lao Tzu's eight-way trigram. A caldron to be distilled into elixir by most sacred and the most severe samadhi fires. Well, when he was running amok, stealing shit in heaven, trying to get his shit because he had the knowledge but not the understanding, the wisdom or the understanding, they was trying to lock his ass back down on earth. So locking him into this was distilled into elixir, melanin, and most sacred severe samadhi fires, meaning kundalini, lock him back into kundalini and melanin. In other words, put his ass, monkey ass, back on earth because he's not ready to deal with what's going on up here, even though he knows chakra, kundalini, melanin, and the rest. So Bobby Hemmings has said it, but these things are clear. Melanin is chaos in the blood. So when they were trying to turn him back into the liquid, they were trying to put the chaos back into the blood, into the melanin, and that's why we are the most creative on the earth. We are the most dynamic on the earth, dressed the best, because the chaos is in the blood. You get what I'm saying? Chaos is in the creation. When I pointed out, that's what we need to do at. do next. Chaos comes out in our music. Chaos comes out in our creative force, which is a product of chaos. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah.
When they were trying to lock him back down into Kundalini and distill him into an elixir that was most sacred, and which is just melanin. So in other words, they were trying to get his ass on earth. You know what I'm saying? He's kicking everybody's up ass in heaven, disturbing order, because he didn't make because he knows some shit, but he doesn't deserve to be up there because he came, because he's on earth to transform. He didn't transform. He just got some information. He listened to some hot YouTube lectures and thought he was on his way. He didn't have an experience with it. So let me take this time to say, I have plenty of tools for you to start to have an experience with it if you're confused on how to experience with it. How you deal with your humanity and things like that, you need to see Miss Blue for a reading so she could tell you the things that are blocking you from having your experience, things that are lodged into your ego, not just from this lifetime, maybe from other lifetimes. Usually after you get that reading, or some people do it before, they'll come and get at least an herb pack and maybe a CD from me. Because what it does, the herb pack is medicine for your pineal. It does not get you high. It does not come up on any drug test. Everything in it you can eat. Even if you're scared to smoke it, you can drink it as a tea for all you scaredy cats. And what it does, it starts to remove the calcium on your pineal. Your pineal is calcified from lack of use. Meditations open it up, but these herbs will do the same thing. Not one, not two, but every motherfucking body I met had an experience with an herb pack. No one walks away unscathed, or the belladonna. And just come get a list. I have baths and all of that. PANICPACK at hotmail.com. Panic Pat. Remember, I am not eBay. My turnaround rate is not eBay. If this disturbs you, ask me before you send me a thin dime. I have a good turnaround rate, not great, because remember, a lot of people listen to these shows, and a lot of people have paid before you. When I was in New York, the turnaround rate was greater because New York. Motherfuckers look at me crooked when I walk in with 20 packages. 30 packages, these motherfuckers go crazy. So I can't even send them out as much as I would like to do. And, you know, it just is what it is. There's just stuff to do. So if this concerns you, email me. But you will not walk away jerked. If you pay me your money, you will get what you ask for all the time. As I pointed out, not to, you know, rub my own, you know, not to even, you know, scratch my own nuts. You know, I've given people shit for free, just threw extra shit in, because I could feel their spirit when they're talking to me. You get what I'm saying? And I move, right. And I move from a spiritual perspective.
Right.
Now, they were trying to capture this motherfucker. He's just running wild. He's bringing chaos to heaven, but it's now havoc in heaven because it hasn't been cultivated through his transformation. You following me? So now he's kicking ass and stealing shit because he's a chaos being. But it's like any other nigga here without an education. You become a thief. You get what I'm saying? How many crack dealers do you know? Because they didn't have the education that cultivated them truly, and not necessarily an African as any motherfucking education to keep their ass to have an option. So you had him with knowledge, and if you ask a crack dealer, they'll tell you. They'll show you that in all the 70s movies. Goldie, when I grow up, I want to be like you. Don't you ever say that. You don't want to be like me. So they know what's right, just like you know what's kundalini, chakras, and all of that. But you know you ain't doing right. You get what I'm saying? So this monkey went into heaven, fucked shit up because even though he knew some shit, he has no education. The education is not just listening to Bobby Hemmett tapes. The education is listening to what he's talking about and see if you can obtain it yourself. That's the education. There is no pass or fail. There's only you doing it. Get what I'm saying? You're not supposed to do what he did or what I did. You're supposed to at least do it and see what the fuck happens to you fishing marshmallows. You get what I'm saying? That's how you get an education in this, and that's how you graduate to become who you truly are in your cosmic place. You're a human with some information trying to do some human shit in an unhuman place, goddammit. It ain't going to work like that. You get what I'm saying? So you got a monkey with some knowledge trying to do some monkey shit in a non-monkey place. Get what I'm saying? So that's why they trying to lock his ass back down, which basically means send his ass back to Earth. You ain't done yet. They had to call on Buddha. Buddha sealed him using a paper talisman, which is a mantra called Omane Padme Hum, or Hum, in bold letters, where Sun Ku remained imprisoned for 5 centuries. What does 5 centuries mean? That means he put him back into the 5 senses, which is human. 5 senses, all the 5 pillars, 5 fingers. That means Buddha got his ass and sealed him in with that. Oma ni Padme Hum. Padme means lotus when you put it together. If you remember in the new Star Wars, her name was Padme. Means lotus, means Isis. But Om, generosity. Ma, ethics. Ni, patience. Pad, diligence. Mi, renunciation. Hum, wisdom. So when he locked him in this, these are the things he needed to cultivate himself on Earth. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not generosity to the next human, even though that generosity can be represented through that human.
Right.
So you could be a generous person to humanity, but you're not cultivating human generosity. You understand that it's a cosmic generosity, which means generosity to your own soul, generosity to your own conscious rise and conscious path. I spare no expense at getting any books. Om, nigga, I am generous to my conscious path. You get what I'm saying? And being generous to my conscious path, I find myself generous to other human beings as well. You get what I'm saying? You're following. So the ethics is the ethics which he went in heaven, ran amok. So the ethics that he's learning is the ethics of cultivation. You get what I'm saying? The patience of the evolution, the diligence of your true transformation, what it is you are. And finally, he gets into the wisdom, which is the Om, the last thing, the wisdom. Remember I said it's knowledge, wisdom, then understanding. Mm-hmm. Understanding means you go and be that cosmic being. The wisdom means you have cultivated the knowledge that you've gotten. Kundalini, Phil Valentine, Dr. Delbert Blair, Joel Pokrum. You cultivated it into wisdom. Omani Padme Hum. So, and then what it purifies, Om, pride, ma, jealousy, lust for entertainment, meaning materialistic shit. Materialistic is not just buying sneakers. Materialistic is worrying about the world, humanity. You're in a material matrix existence. So worrying about if the ducks will survive and all the rest of that kind of shit is still matter. So ni, passion and desire, purifies. Pod, ignorance, prejudice, purifies. Me, poverty, possessiveness, purifies. Whom, aggressive and hatred, purifies. Now, we must have already cultivated between all of us as black folks all the rest of this shit, generosity, ethics, patience, diligence, and wisdom. We did that already. That's why you see these movies and the Monkey Kingdom is rising, because we did this already. We're in the understanding phase of it. We're waiting for the purifier, which is the goddamn Hopi process. This is that goddamn element shit that's here to purify what's hanging over: pride, ego, jealousy, passion, ignorance, poverty, possessiveness, hatred. We're in that phase of the goddamn syllabus. Omani Padme Hum, they say, is one cycle. The Hum also represents the silenceness, the silence. It's 6 syllables. Actually, after the Om, it's Omani Padme Hum. There's a pause. That silenceness is God. Then it comes back. Omani Padme Hum. People say Omani Padme Hum or Padme Hum. You know, this is one of the most popular chants, and it's supposed to clear everything out with this one chant. So now we're in a stage of purifying this last ego aspect, and then what you'll see is the divas, asuras, humans, animals, hungry ghosts, Naraka is the.
We have 30 seconds. I just want to tell everybody peace and love. See you Sunday night. Don't forget to download, download, download. And for the rest of you, We're going into the after hour on the remix with Brother Panic here live. All right, everyone. So
all right. Now if y'all get kicked out the room, y'all got to remember to go back and download the parts you missed. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Download the parts you missed, because I'm going to finish up with him tonight, and then on Sunday I'm going to start with your mans and them in that movie, and we're going to deal with Hanneman and take some questions and answers, and I'm going to give out those deities.
All right,
so I'm going to keep going. If you're on the phone, you're a lucky motherfucking ducky.
Yes.
Everybody else, go and download go to the last part of the show. All right, so we're in the purification stage, which means we got rid of, or we dealt with it. In other words, the same way Buddha has locked us in the five senses, like he's locked the Monkey King in the five senses, we've done the Omani Padme Oom. That's all the African shit. That's why going back to it is ridiculous. We're in a stage where we're about to be purified of these remnants of humanity that are left over. And that's all the shit I've been talking about tonight. Jealousy, passion, desire, ego, pride. So this is a great reckoning that is upon us. Now, so after he's stuck in the five senses or humanity again, he becomes a disciple of Zhuangzang, I guess Xuanzang, 5 centuries later.
Wow. Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love. We're going to see if we can try to get Brother Panic back in. And as we continue here with Rise of the Monkey King, Chaos Energy with Brother Panic, want to say much love, peace and love to all of you guys out there. I guess we're going to be doing it back here Sunday night live in the remix here. So I think we're going to get disconnected. I think we're going to get cut off. We usually have that extra time, but it doesn't look like we have it tonight. So if you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it and leave a comment. Go to my Facebook page and leave a comment. Check it off. Leave a comment here on Blog Talk Radio underneath the Facebook. Download. And don't forget to reach out to Brother Panic at Panic, P-A-N-I-C, PAC, at hotmail.com. And you know you can always reach out to me as well, too, at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, 4, blue. Make sure you download. It's going to be a hot show. It's going to be on fire. We're going to be back here Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Much love. So no matter where you're coming from, no matter what position, if I get cut off, I get cut off. No matter what position you come from, we love you guys. We love you with respect. We're respectfully learning, and know that this message is to help you rise wherever you are. So peace and love, everybody. We're going to go ahead and I guess we're going to get out of here. It looks like the calls drop. Looks like a couple of you. It looks like the calls are just dropping as they come on. So peace, much love, warm spirit, and thank you guys. Peace.